Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 204, I think. I didn't look it up, so I'm not sure. I am Chris, as always, joined by Jeff.
Yo!
And Don.
Heyo!
We have special guest Peter Freeman with us.
What's up?
Tony will be joining us. Fozzie went to dinner with friends, so...
What?
For having a social life.
Yeah,
that's
damn
like the
him.
Worst. That's the
I mean,
worst
granted, it is ever. 8 o'clock at night where he's at, so...
Yeah, but yeah. It's E3 week. I don't know, I guess...
Yeah,
other people have
special
lives,
exceptions
right?
have to be made to these kind of things.
It is E3 week, and that's why we're here. Well, I mean, we were going to be here anyway.
So, yeah, so we're here whether you want it or not.
But we're going to talk about E3. Let's kick it off with the press conferences.
Woo!
Did you guys get a chance to watch the Microsoft press conference?
I got everything but the last half hour.
I saw Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. Those are the only conferences I saw. Like,
I saw everything else but the last half hour of Microsoft's.
So, where did you see they introduced Tomb Raider or like the?
No, I mean I was following Twitter and stuff like consistently, but because I had to go drive, so every red light was checking Twitter. But no, I think the last thing I saw was. Maybe Halo?
Okay, I mean, that's a good chunk. Like, they showed a little bit more after that, but... There were a couple of new reveals, but... They kicked it off with, as probably expected, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That looked pretty good, though. I mean, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, like, the notes I have here is, and I was watching it with other people, and I was just like, oh, Call of Duty, and I kind of walked out of the room, and I was kind of underwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
But then Jeff was like, it was pretty intense, so I went back and rewatched the, what they showed, and I don't know, it still looks like Call of Duty, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the spectacle is cool, yeah. But I mean, at this point, it's still the same stuff we've seen, just with robots now.
Sure.
Yeah, there's robots, but I thought that, like, some of the things that they did near the end were more, like, showing the horror of war, which I guess Call of Duty has done, before, obviously, but...
Yeah, like the guy losing his arm, and...
His buddy, like, he's like, his fucking arm is stuck inside the chopper or whatever.
So he couldn't even leave. What I did notice, they definitely changed some things, maybe not mechanically, but, like,
the
fundamentally.
UI looked really clean.
Yeah, it was a clean UI. They had some, like, cool things, like the smart grenades, where there was one that would just target the guys. Like, you would throw it up and it would target. It was like a heat-seeking grenade, and you could change the setting on them, which was pretty cool. And then the other thing that you could do was you throw it, and I guess it stuns it, and it spots them on your, like, I guess you have, like, a probably, like, a little Google Glass-type thing going on, and it would show their outline, and they're stunned by it, too. So, I don't know. That was cool. Like, definitely different than normal. Just toss the grenade out, but it's still, like, press X to breach, open door, whatever.
Press X to exit level.
Yeah.
Just there was no Kevin Spacey in that trailer, which I was surprised about. Like, that was their big marketing hook.
Yeah. None at all, either. Like, no voiceover, nothing. Just, like, it was a straight gameplay trailer, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a demo.
I absolutely hate, like regular, old school, like, you know, trailers, like, you know, the
just cinematics.
They don't excite me at all.
And there were a lot of them.
There were, yeah.
I know, which...
Not just from Microsoft, from everybody. Like,
yeah.
There were certain ones, like the one I saw for Dragon Age Inquisition, where I was like, there were parts of that gameplay, but I'm not 100% even sure they were, you know?
Right. And I we're getting to that point where I think everything is... It's blending very
nicely.
It's
pretty close, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so now you have people going out and doing that whole confirmation thing of this was actually running on an engine and
right
and on a retail console and all that stuff.
But that's the other thing, like where people go, it's in engine. Like,
well,
cinematics can be an engine. Like, it just it doesn't
sure,
mean you're actually
so
playing.
While that might not be a representation of perhaps the frame rate, I think it could be a representation of the graphical
visually how it plays. It just it would be nice, like if. Sometimes you can, like, see exactly how that stuff plays in-engine. Like, it might look beautiful, but how does it play?
Right.
Like, give me at least a couple seconds, you know, here and there in the trailer where it's real gameplay, you know, like showing you what you're going to see while you're playing.
Right. Very important for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm blanking here. Did they show gameplay of Evolve? That's gameplay of Evolve has been out for a while.
Yes, they did. I think the whole thing was gameplay of Kraken Monster Match, right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not really sold on that game, so I think I kind of just tuned out again then.
Oh, really? How come?
I can't really place my finger on it. Just I don't know if I want to spend $60 on a co-op game.
On another Left 4 Dead?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's like Left 4 Dead, at least, like I could go through and play it by myself. Like this definitely looks like it's going to be reliant on you having people to play with.
Yeah, I think they said there aren't any bots. So you need a party of four.
Right, which is where it's like, right. That's what I'm not really sold on. Like I like playing with other people. I love it, but I want to be able to just jump in by myself too.
That sounds like a $3 purchase or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you want to play with friends, it's hard to get, you know, five people together at the same time always, you know?
Right.
So.
That's the other thing. It'd be nice if they could at least have the monster be AI run or something. Because you wouldn't feel like your team was lacking, at least. You could.
Or even, like, someone, one of you guys plays the monster, and then you have a third AI or a fourth AI teammate. Something like that. I don't know. Like, give me bots.
I love bots. I love games that give you bots.
Yeah,
that seems to be something that's fallen away this generation for some reason.
Well, it's been kind of away for a while.
Every other Call of Duty game seemed to have them, but...
Well, the last one did. It was pretty cool. Like, that was... Yeah. You know.
And it's something Epic does really well, like, and they did with the Gears series was, like... You could set those matches up with bots, and that was cool. Like, you didn't have to play other people. But you could still play the game, at least, so...
And Titanfall has bots, in a sense. Like, like how they throw those, like, grunts or whatever in there.
Yeah, to allow you to give something to kill all the time.
Make me feel good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want you to make me feel good.
Even, like, whenever you're doing bad, you sit there and rack up, like, 30 grunt kills, you're like, yes!
Right, and depending upon what mode you're playing, like, that actually helps out, so...
Yeah, yep.
Like, there are people that'll just focus on pilot kills, but, like, if you get 30, you know,
30 grunt kills is better, like, than, like, you know, 5 pilot kills, you
exactly,
know what I
mean? Yeah. So, Evolve is out there. It looks good, I guess. Just...
I used to be really excited for Evolve, but the more I get excited for Destiny... Like, the less I'm excited
the other thing is,
Evolve.
Like, Destiny is... They're not the same, but they're definitely in that same camp of, like, you're going to want people to play co-op, and how many co-op games are you going to be able to convince your friends to play?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, Destiny and Evolve are a little different than the standard shooter in the way that, you know, they kind of... They're just different, you know?
Right.
Whereas, like,
how much difference do you...
kind of the same, you know? So... You know, you pick up a Call of Duty game, and then you pick up something like Destiny, and you're set.
Exactly. You only need so much different.
Right.
Just a little more so different.
Then they jumped into Assassin's Creed Unity, showed off the four-player co-op of that.
Oh.
The controversial Assassin's Creed Unity.
Ugh.
I'll be honest. I don't know what happened with it, but I don't really totally get the controversy. Okay, I guess we'll talk about that later, probably, because we got a question about that, too.
Okay,
what's
the
controversy? Because I must have completely missed that all week.
No female character that you can play as? Like, I
don't think that was the controversy so much as all the comments that came out afterwards, like all the terrible excuses.
That's my thing about it, is if it's just that, then I think people are being, like, way overreacting.
Yeah,
but if it's how they handled being asked about it... That's another story, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, we can get into that. But yeah, Assassin's Creed Unity, they showed 4-player co-op. I don't know.
We're kind of dumb.
No, it does. I agree with this Peter guy, Pete.
Yeah, you don't like it?
Nope. I thought it looked ridiculous. Like
I don't
like,
want to play
why,
Assassin's
you know?
Creed with other people. Like
no,
it seemed like a lot of time anyone who they weren't focusing on wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, it seemed like, set up that way.
It seemed like, okay, you're still playing the main story, and these three other people are just tagging along, and sure, there may be more bad guys, but there are still only there's still story events that only player one can trigger because this is his save.
Well, it also was just like, I remember there was one part, he, like, scaling part of this building, he climbs in through the window, and then the other three assassins are just, like, walking right there, which looked cool. Like, it looked like they choreographed it, but, like, what were those guys doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, and
he's, like, stealth-killing, they're, like, in another room just, like, walking upstairs and stuff.
And that was one of the other comments that I saw on Twitter, was, like, these guys are definitely doing things that were coordinated. It's like, have they never played online?
Yeah, there's no with anybody. You can be with, like, best friends, and you ain't gonna coordinate shit.
Right.
People are gonna do whatever the fuck they want.
Like, that was
like Ubisoft sat down and was like, you know what? We've done all this really cool stuff in all these different eras. We've added multiplayer. Now let's just drop the ball and add co-op. Let's just do it. I mean, who the fuck cares? People are gonna play it.
I mean, I wouldn't be against it. I think like co-op stealth type shit would be awesome, but I'm not into Assassin's Creed, so I don't give a fuck any fucking way you slice it. But
like, they doesn't matter what they do, you're still not going to be on it.
I don't care. Yeah.
The only thing they could do is set it in Asia, and that would be the only thing that could possibly interest me.
I'm really interested in the setting for this one.
What's the setting again? It's
the
French
right? Revolution. Okay. Yeah. So
that's
kind of
cool.
Pretty cool.
I mean, if they had, like, a single-player, like, where you didn't have to bother with other people, or there's no requirement for co-op.
I don't think you have to play co-op. Like, okay. I think it's just, like, you can play four-player co-op. It's, like, in past Assassin's Creed games, you would build up your Assassin's Guild with your Brotherhood, and you could call in, like, your partners to do things. I think this is just kind of an extension of that, where you can call in your friends and you can run specialized missions.
I mean, do we need Call of Duty or not? Well, yeah, do we need Call of Duty every? No, we do. Do we need Assassin's Creed every year though?
No.
I feel like it burns it out quicker. Like Call of Duty, I understand.
I
like multiplayer.
Right.
So, you know, it's new maps, it's a new kind of setting and all this crap, but like, the more every year I play Assassin's Creed, I play less and less of the game, no matter how excited I am of it.
Well, I think I think you're exactly right, and that's where I'm at with it. Where Assassin's Creed Unity is kind of it's on my I'll get to it when I get to it list, but I haven't finished 4 yet, so I'm not gonna buy Unity until I finish 4.
3, I didn't finish 3. I played 4, like I played half as much of 4 as I did 3. Which is, like, not very much. So I'm probably not even going to touch this next one.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the story a big factor, too? Like, I mean, I don't play the games.
The setting is...
I don't know
if it
personally.
Is anymore.
Yeah, it was. Like, 3 ended the... Kind of the alternate storyline, like the real-world storyline.
Yeah.
And they started something new in 4, but it was kind of weird.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Tested, right?
What was that?
You're a game tester.
Yeah, you infiltrate Abstergo, which is basically just Ubisoft Montreal, and you're like working on, you're working in the Animus, but exploring Desmond's his memories, or not his memories, but I guess his genetic code or whatever to get the genetic memories, which brings you to this. Kenward guy, or I think that was his name.
Kenway,
that's
spoilers,
it.
Spoilers.
Sorry. I mean, that's all. That is all in the opening of the game.
Ridiculous I know. Things, and you probably not even tell if I were telling the truth or not.
Probably. I'd probably be like, wow, that sounds crazy, man. Tell me more.
Right. Exactly.
Tell me more.
Huh. That totally makes sense in the Assassin's Creed world.
Which, sadly, I think Watch Dogs is... is their next thing. They're gonna milk the hell out of that. Like, Assassin's Creed is gonna slide off, and Watch Dogs is gonna be what they move into next.
I mean,
that's cool.
But
maybe
they should alternate every other year. But
I don't get... Yeah, like, dude, it's a single-player, you know, adventure game or whatever, kind of, whatever. Stealth, whatever. But, like, put some time into it. It doesn't have to be annualized, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Which is also why, like, when, you know, you say what you will about, you know, Microsoft with Gears or Sony with Uncharted, but when those games come out, it's kind of like, yeah, like, I'm ready, and that's why the last Gears was kind of like, nah, because it came out so quickly after Gears 3 that...
They shit it out. Like, even if it's semi-decent, it's like, dude, I was playing the last one, which is probably better, you know?
Right.
I guess it's kind of on topic, but since we're talking about the Microsoft conference, I'm a little surprised there was no Gears announcement. I thought maybe they would push Gears for next year, but...
I'm not, because...
I'm new to the Microsoft bit, pardon me, so...
So...
Is it over?
Gears is not even theirs anymore, is it?
No, it is. They bought Gears back. They bought Gears from Epic. It was never theirs, but they bought it from Epic.
Yeah.
They gave it to Black Tusk, which is one of their development studios. They brought in Rod Ferguson, who was one of the main guys working on the Gears franchise at Epic. They brought him in to work on it. They gave it to this team, but that was only in like February. So
yeah, that game is nowhere.
Yeah,
I figured
2017. Woo.
Yeah. Have like at least announced it for next year, maybe. But
well, I mean, we know it won't. I don't think it'll be next year. I think what you'll see next year, especially with Halo next year, they're gonna alternate those games. Halo 5 next year. What you may see though, and
Gears Spring 2016.
Gears.
I don't know.
Gears 1, 2, 3.
I don't know.
They've done Gears in Spring.
I think what Don just said though, like a full Gears collection, just like they're doing with a Marcus Fenix collection.
Oh, yeah,
or something,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where they give you, that Halo collection is awesome.
Dude, I know, my God, let's talk about that for a minute. Fuck.
I'm not a Halo fan, but this whole, like a bazillion maps. Multiplayer, like, I'm kind of interested, you know?
As a
big multiplayer, like, I like multiplayer shooters a lot.
Well, what's are you, like, into Call of Duty, like, the most, or what?
No, Battlefield's my personal favorite.
All right, well, so they did that for Battlefield, where it's like, here's everything Battlefield, you
I
could fucking...
shit my pants.
Like, I loved how it was just like, you could make a custom playlist of campaign levels that you, like, just
God,
play with your friends.
Bad
I was
Company
like,
2 maps, oh my God. It would be so good.
Right, like, and just, to me, this is insane. They're gonna have these. They'll have like the voting options for the different maps, and the maps are tied to the rule sets of the original game. So, like, you could play one map. You could play like one game on a Halo 1 map with the Halo 1 rules, and you could then go to like Narrows in Halo 3 or Haven in Halo 4. And then to like Halo 2, yeah, and it's like you're just gonna bat with the different rules too, though, because like each game plays differently. Like
so
it's
yeah,
still
one
very
map,
clearly
one map
Halo.
One will be able to dual wield, the next will have the pistol that can fire across the map.
Right, but and then like Halo 4, you'll have the armor abilities or like a jetpack or like Halo 3, you'll have equipment. Like it's insane. It's just totally crazy.
Now, what I'm gonna do is put it on PC.
No,
and I've heard people saying.
What?
But when it was shown,
crazy.
Yeah,
it was
well,
being shown on a PC,
well,
with an Xbox controller, and I'm like,
Well, when it was being shown, I don't know if it was being shown on PC, but I do know that the prompts were mouse prompts until they deactivated the controller.
Yeah, and I've heard they've been making a lot of moves to like
to make
on
PC
and stuff. And so that's my dearest hope that
I wouldn't doubt that 6 months from now that game comes out, like or maybe. Maybe right before Halo 5 comes out for Xbox One, they release it to PC. You know, in a hope that, like, hey, maybe you play Halo 1 through 4 on your PC, and maybe you'll drop the money and get an Xbox One. Like,
yeah.
But either way, it's a great move for Microsoft.
Absolutely.
$60 for, like, a million maps.
Dude,
like their own Orange box at this point,
yeah.
You know? Like,
it's bigger than that. And fucking, like, what I love about it is... all one disc, and it's just like a couple tabs on a main menu, where and everything's unlocked right off the bat. I was just like, dude, this is like anything you could ask for.
Yeah.
You
want to do the Warthog run from Halo 3 at the very end, you boot that level up. You don't have to go through the game to do it. Like, it's just there.
I'm glad they weren't like, we want you to experience the Halo story as it was originally meant to be, and like lock all the previous games behind.
Just play through it all. Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's like play each one in order.
I'd still probably do it, but like, I just like how everything's just there. Like, it's just like for fans. Like, you played all this shit. Like, play what you want again and have fun with every map ever.
And, yeah. For me, who plays a lot of Halo, what was that,
A couple
Don?
Of the Halo games, like ODST, I think. I know that one's missing in the collection.
ODST and Reach are not in there yet. It's only the games that star Master Chief.
Right.
I'm now, sad about...
Which kind of sucks is there's no firefight mode then, right?
Yeah, there was no firefight in 4, so yeah. They were the two games that had firefight. Yeah.
So ODST, like the multiplayer of that, was...
That was just Halo.
Those maps are not going to be included.
No, those maps
Halo
are all
3?
In. That was Halo 3's multiplayer.
Okay.
ODST was basically an expansion to 3.
Okay,
so that
okay.
The multiplayer that came in the box with ODST
was just everything.
Yeah, it was everything for Halo 3. It was all the DLC maps. They had everything across the board.
Okay.
And that's what this is. This is all the DLC maps,
right.
All the original maps. They're redoing some of the maps.
But it doesn't have Halo Reach maps, though.
No, there's no
Halo
Reach maps.
That kind of sucks. It's like, dude, can you throw in those whatever extra maps? I don't forget how many there were, but those were great maps, dude.
Was Halo Reach the one that had, like, player customization and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they
Oh, that
they've,
sucks. Why did they leave that one out?
Wait.
Oh, 4 did too?
I mean, like, in what way are you referring to player custom? Like, different armor?
I don't know. I'm not a Halo guy, so I heard that there was, like, customization.
Like Peter said, like, Halo 4 definitely had, like, crazy amounts of customization.
Okay.
That'll be in there. Like, you'll be able to customize your Spartan.
But that will only be specific to playing Halo 4 multiplayer then, right? Or no?
No, I think your Spartan will probably carry
like
across.
Aesthetics,
to every,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's part of the whole, waypoint stuff now, right?
So, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't played Halo multiplayer in a while either, but... I read up on it because I'm curious what they do.
I don't know. For me, as somebody who plays like a lot of Halo, when I get together and play, like I go to like.
Dude, you asked for this game like
a year or two ago.
Yes, I've been asking.
I was there. I was on the podcast one time whenever you mentioned it.
Yeah,
he gets the games he asked for, and I get. I asked for a Disney World Simulator. I get fucking Kinect Adventures.
You asked for a Conker game
collection.
I asked for Conker. I get Project Spark.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I think that was just we're finally fucking tired of people bugging
Jeff
us about Conker. Here it is. Shut up.
Make your own game.
Here it is, Jeff. Shut up about
it. He was like, Fozzie was all serious with me last night. Like, dude, let's make a Conker game on there. I was like, okay, sure. Like, that'll ever fucking happen.
You can play a Conker game that somebody else makes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'll do.
Yeah, and it'll probably be pretty good. Like there are a couple things on there that are actually pretty decent. So, let's cover the rest of Microsoft real quick. They showed Sunset Overdrive.
By the way, that's like
game looks good.
Top five.
I haven't seen gameplay of that. Like, what is Project? What is this Sunset Overdrive?
It's basically Insomniac making a Ratchet and Clank game, but not Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, kind of, but like
what'd they say? Tony Hawk? Like, that's the word I've been heard thrown around a lot.
There's a lot of grinding on rails, like you jump up on a roller coaster point and you're
And it's open world too, right? So it's kind of like Dead Rising-ish in that regard where it's this open world, but it has crazy Insomniac weapons. It's going to have really tight controls. That's something they do really well.
For some reason I thought this was Epic making this game.
No, that's Fortnite.
Okay.
This is the Insomniac game.
Being a new Xbox fan is weird.
Right?
Yeah, you bought Xbox One, you should buy Overdrive. I mean, or at least watch the
rent it.
They did a gameplay demo in the press conference.
Yeah, that was really good. I was like, if any game was going to get me to buy that console, it would be that right now.
Seriously, it looks really good.
I was sold within a minute. It's just like as a combination of platforming and shooting, which I guess you know that's what Ratchet & Clank does, but this had more style to it, and it had that whole
I'm probably not gonna like that game then.
Yeah, it's definitely like an arcadey fun type game. So if you're looking for something serious, probably not this game.
Oh, I like funny. I'm not big on platforming and stuff like that. You know.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess we'll have to really play it, but
yeah,
it looks like you could probably play it like a shooter, but to get the most out of it, you're going to want to like grind on rails and move around very fast around the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very traversal, based in constantly moving around and stuff like that. Very fluid combo system.
Yeah, it looks... Oh, God, I'm excited for that game now.
Capcom showed Super Dead Rising 3 Hyper Edition EX Alpha. Like, that was insane, right?
I love that they're just, like, poking fun at, like, the titles that they'll give, like, Street Fighter games and shit.
They just added everything to it all at once. It was great.
I was amazed at their self-awareness.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They announced a new Dance Central. I'm excited for that. Dance Central's fun.
Yay!
I haven't played it. I almost rented the one that came out. Wasn't there one that came out last fall for Xbox One?
No, this is the first one for Xbox One. So.
Oh, okay. But there was a dancing game, though, right?
Just Dance.
Okay, what's the difference between the two?
Dance Central is more, like, Just Dance is, it's weird.
Just Dance is the one that was announced here and is coming out this fall, right?
No, Dance Central Spotlight was the one that was announced in the Microsoft conference.
Okay.
Just Dance 2014 is coming to Xbox One, but this will be it's sounding almost like it might be free. Like I'm hearing really weird rumors
Except
about
you
it.
Buy every track.
Well, you're going to get 10 tracks to start with, and then there'll be just DLC.
That would be a good idea, actually. That's what people want. They want to play the songs that they want. And
exactly.
Charge them for that.
So if, like that, and that's. Don and I were talking about this last night, but it's like as a platform, that's all it is. It's like a platform to do your dancing game. It's a lot of fun on with stuff with like parties and stuff. So
yeah,
but I just think
you get the game for free. You get 10 games just to dick around with, and then you know. Whereas normally you would spend $60, maybe the songs are like $2 a piece. You can turn around and buy like 30 songs. Still spend $60 that you would normally spend and have 30 songs that you want.
Yes.
Definitely spend more. You can spend hundreds of dollars on it over the course of the year.
I mean, like, I have 600 songs for Rock Band.
Jesus.
So.
And see, this is exactly the kind of thing I want with, like, a Rock Band or a Guitar Hero or something. And that's what me and Chris were talking about last night. This is what I've been, like, envisioning for Guitar Hero for years now. And thankfully, somebody's taking this and running with it. Hopefully,
the other thing
will come back.
The other thing I heard from on the Giant Bomb E3 Day One wrap up was they had the Harmonix guys on and they were talking about their game and what they said was the DLC that is going to be released for this, if there are duplicates from previous Dance Central games and you already own it, you will get that track transferred over to Xbox One.
Oh, nice.
So,
Harmonix does Dance Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one is Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Aren't Harmonix also doing, like, this weird shooter game that involves music, or is that somewhere
else?
Yeah,
Chroma. That's back in Alpha again, where they're redoing everything.
Yeah, they have, like, four games going, because they're also doing the Amplitude Kickstarter, and they're the ones doing Disney Fantasia.
That's right.
I heard they're not even really making Chroma either. They're more like publishing it.
Oh, okay.
To a degree, I think they put that off on somebody else.
Hmm. Weird.
I want them to do another damn Rock Band or they did Rock Band, right? Harmonix.
They did Harmonix is Rock Band, and they're the ones that started Guitar Hero. So.
So this is not their fault.
Yeah, every once in a while I hear a song on the radio that reminds me of, you know, I played Guitar Hero 2 and 3 a lot, and I hear a song, and I'm like, man, you know what? I really want, like, a new Guitar Hero. But, oh well.
Yeah, people don't want plastic instruments anymore, unfortunately.
Well, now they don't need it, because they have the Xbox One with the little camera thing, and you can just pretend to, you know what I mean?
Air Guitar Hero?
Air Guitar Hero, yes! Perfect.
Let's make
that. You said it right there. Amazing. Let's kickstarter that tonight. I'm going to start writing it up.
Microsoft also showed a few, bunch of indie stuff, but They spent a little bit of time on a game called Inside, which is from the Limbo guys.
I miss that, too. I really wanted to...
That game looks cool. There's a game that seems to be have captured at least the press's interest. It's called Cuphead. It looks like a 1940s cartoon. I don't know what the hell it is, but yeah, I did see the trailer for it. It's beautiful looking. They announced Tomb Raider. We kind of already knew that was coming.
I didn't get to see
Rise
that.
Of the Tomb Raider.
How did that look?
The trailer was CG.
Yeah, it was all CG.
Oh,
so.
Never mind.
That's way off. Like they said, holiday 2015. I wouldn't doubt that. That's 2016.
Yeah, it'll get pushed next year.
They
Everyone's
showed
gonna get all excited for it.
Witcher 3. They showed a gameplay of that. That looked good.
Everyone's been really excited. Like I know, everyone I know almost has been pretty excited for that game.
They showed Don's game, The Division. They actually showed gameplay of that. So
I know that's one of the few things I made sure to catch. Like I dropped what I was doing. I put all my calls because I was at work. Put all my calls on hold, and I made sure to watch that.
So
good.
They revealed two new games. Phantom Dust, which is a reboot of an Xbox original game. I don't know what that is. It was I looked it up. We were all dumbfounded while watching the conference, and so we looked it up, and it was a card-based game, like a card-based battle game. So I don't know what the hell that game. I don't know what to expect from it.
Probably be a downloadable title.
And then Scalebound, which
Platinum
is
Games.
The new Platinum Games title. That was a. I mean, it's a Platinum game, so it's like for me to say it's weird is, you know, that's just kind of goes with the territory of a Platinum game. But, like, the guy's wearing, like, what look like Beats headphones, and there's dragons flying around.
And that's why I love the Japanese, man. They
make some weird stuff.
The greatest, like, world stuff. Yep. It's so good.
And they closed it out with Crackdown 3. No surprise there, so.
Nah.
Really? You were expecting it?
Yeah, well, there were rumors beforehand that Crackdown was going to be.
I never played the other two. They're good games, though.
I think they suck ass.
The first Crackdown is good.
I heard a lot of people hated the second one. They changed studio. Who's developing this one?
It's a new studio. It's the director of the original Crackdown is working on this game, though. He did not work on Crackdown 2, so. But it's a whole new studio, because that I don't remember who did Crackdown or Crackdown 2, but those studios are gone. They don't exist anymore.
Probably for a reason.
But the ones that made the original Crackdown went on to make APB, the PC MMO.
That went far for them.
Yeah. And it basically bankrupted them and destroyed them, so. Then EA did something.
Well, before we go on to EA, I want to briefly just talk about the fact that almost every game that was third party at Microsoft's conference always had that little like DLC first nub on them. And originally, because you and I, Chris, we were talking on Twitter about it, we thought it was just like three games. I went through more of those trailers I saw there. It was more like five or six.
We could talk about that, but Sony's doing the same thing. So
yeah, they did.
No, and I don't say think it's a bad thing. I kind of do.
I think on both ends, like, you want to buy a game outright, like Titanfall? Sure. But this thing where publishers are now taking money to basically shit other versions of their game up, and it's not. Like, I mean, it's a shitty way of looking at it, like, where, so, we're going to give you these exclusive missions if you buy this game on PlayStation or this game on Xbox, or if you get it from GameStop, or if you get it from Best Buy, or if you get it from Target. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
But they all consist of... Now see, there's a difference between what you're saying, which are, like, the whole, like, costumes and, like, equipment things, to what Microsoft and Sony are doing, which are more...
Right.
Sony has a lot of those, like, pre-order type things, like, buy our game and you get an hour plus... content, whatever stupid nonsense. But Microsoft is like, no, the DLC comes to us like 6 months before it goes anywhere else. And I think that's a stronger bet than what some of what Sony's doing, or like this whole like GameStop, Amazon, Best Buy nonsense?
Oh, sure. Yeah, like, I mean, Microsoft going, hey, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna buy exclusivity for our players. You know, if you're a Call of Duty player, you want to buy it on Xbox because you're gonna get the DLC a month early. Like,
right.
Which, and right, it makes sense.
But
like,
this whole, like, Destiny, like, in particular, Destiny irritates me because I want that game. They, you know, they have all this, like, bonus content for the PlayStation 4. And, now, of course, maybe it is timed exclusive and they're just not saying anything about it yet. That's happened in the past.
But it was, but, like, it's like basically a glorified raid or something that they talked about. Like, it's always nonsense.
It's something stupid that I'm probably never gonna play,
right,
but I would like to have the damn option to play it.
Right, Don? Like that, and that's what gets me is like, cause you hear all this stuff, it's like, you know, the exclusive, what was it, Assassin's Creed 4 had Aveline missions on the PS4. Mm-hmm. And they were exclusive to the PS4, and they were evidently atrocious. Like, they were just thrown in there, so it's like, it's dumb to get upset about it, but it's like, I would just rather they make the game whole for everybody, and
And like, go timed from there. Exclusive, like, give the PlayStation 4, like, you know, 3 months ahead of us. You know, the PlayStation 4 guys get this extra shit at launch, and then the Xbox One guys can get it, you know, or vice versa.
Oops, right.
My Xbox is now, like, listening to me. Stop listening. But it's, but you get what I'm saying, though. I mean, you know, that's how, in my opinion, that's how it should be. And it's not just because PlayStation 4 is getting some extra stuff that Xbox One's not, because it's going both ways.
Oh yeah, I think it's shitty on both sides. Like,
it is.
If you only have one console, and I think Pete, you're right. Like, it's smart for them to
even if I had
it,
both
but
consoles, like, I don't want to play Destiny on PlayStation because I know all my friends are going to play it on Xbox. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I mean, I have both, but, like, I'm going to buy it on the Xbox One because, like, I know that you and Tony and Jeff and Fozzie are going to play it there. I have, like, friends that live near me that are going to buy it there. Like, and I have friends that are going to buy it on PS4 as well, but it's like I have a bigger selection of people that are going to play it there.
Yeah, well, and there's gonna be way more people actually that it's the opposite, where like all the friends have PS4s and they have PS4.
But
anyways, what I was gonna say though is it's kind of in a way it's always been that way, where like even back on like 16-bit systems and shit, like you got one version on Genesis and one version on SNES. Like the differences were even probably more drastic back then. You know what I mean? Like, I think of like Mortal Kombat or some of the Capcom licensed games. Like Lion King was completely different, I think.
Sure, yeah.
Aladdin was completely different.
I mean, that's kind of talking a different thing, but it's always been the case that you had to determine what
version of the game
So it was sometimes be preferable. Like, I remember one of the reasons I wanted Genesis is because they had the better version of the original Mortal Kombat. Which I don't know why I give a fuck about Mortal Kombat at the time, probably because I was 12, but
it was the big game, man. So
yeah, and like, dude, it was like you get to rip a dude's head off if you press the buttons right. Like,
hells yeah.
Yeah, you know. And then I realized, wait, fighting games aren't for me. I suck at them.
I came to that realization too.
That's pretty much why I have no interest in Killer Instinct Season 2. So,
see, what is that? I missed that.
It's Killer Instinct is, you know, it's not really free to play, but it's like free to try on Xbox One. You get one character.
You get like one character.
Yeah, that character rotates a month, so like you get a different character if you keep playing.
Basically, you play the game.
Yeah.
If you're patient enough.
Yeah. But if you buy the characters, like you can buy them all, and they're going to release like 12 new characters for 2014.
Yeah.
And new stages and shit, so. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, EA.
Oh, yeah.
They had a press conference, I guess.
Did they?
I missed that one.
I saw
it. It was more like a PowerPoint presentation.
Dude, their fucking CEO is a fucking tool bag, dude. You see that guy?
So he kind of
really
reminded me of like Reggie if he were white.
He was a robot. He was like a fucking one of those fucking androids from Halloween 3, man.
Okay, well, Reggie's been described as the Reginator for like 10 years now. I mean, it's he's just like he's like just the model that they sold to EA.
And well, Reggie's cool though. Like Reggie's like the original. Like he's like the T.
Reggie's not
whatever
cool, man.
800.
Reggie's
Terminator
not
cool. was. And this guy from fucking EA is like the T-1000.
It's like just the new and shiny douchebag.
Oh my god, I thought he was really douchey looking. But well, that's besides everything.
Yeah, let's talk about what EA did, because
it was pretty weak.
What did
this,
they do?
So they started off with teasing me with Battlefront, and then they really didn't show anything.
That was a nice little video, though.
Yeah, it was like, we're going to the locations that they filmed the films in.
It's not really gimmicky.
It was like, we don't have anything to show you, is basically what it
was. So there's a bunch of stuff, we just decided to go on vacation, and we're pretending.
Yeah. But the in-engine stuff, you know, that they showed was like, it looked awesome. Like, I was shit. But, like, that's
DICE
just,
is making this, right?
Nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
DICE in L.A., I think.
Wait,
yeah.
What? Oh,
yeah,
DICE split
DICE
up?
LA. Well, DICE has, like, 7 different teams or something like that. They're huge.
Oh.
And they have studios all over. It's not just DICE Sweden anymore, so.
And DICE Sweden kind of has their hands full right now, so.
Yeah.
Which I think is why the Mirror's Edge stuff was so rough.
Yeah, we'll get to Mirror's Edge. I want to run down this list. So they did Battlefront, or, like, here's some conceptual shit. And then they showed Dragon Age Inquisition. That game looks like it's coming along. And then they were like, we're going to show you some Mass Effect stuff. Except not really.
That was, yeah.
Like, that was more conceptual stuff. Then they spent like 15 minutes showing The Sims 4.
God, that was the most heinously boring demo.
Yep.
It was boring, but I was like, man, it looks pretty fun.
Sims
like, I like
smarter.
Sims. Yeah, they kept reiterating that, and I was like, but
oh,
where
shit,
are they?
I was joking.
They kept saying that. Sims, I swear to God, they kept saying they're smarter now. They have, like, more deeper personalities. And I was like, okay. But it looked like they were just acting like Sims, dude. Like, it was exactly how Sims 2 and 3 were. Where it's like,
just,
you choose their personality, and that's how they act. Like,
just a prettier looking version of it.
Yeah. I was like, this looks fun, it looks like Sims, but, like, I didn't know what the fuck, like, they're smarter now. I'm like, well, show me how they're smarter, because I don't see
I was
it.
Able to convey everything they said to my girlfriend in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and it took them 15.
And then she was like, oh, okay, that sounds cool. But if I had shown her that video, she probably would have been bored out of her mind.
then they spent about 5 minutes showcasing EA Sports UFC, which comes out next week.
I hate it when they do that.
Like, that, this game is out. Like, why are you showing it to us?
I feel like it's because they didn't have anything else to show. They
yeah,
wanted to pretend we have finished games.
Yep.
Well, it's also just coming out. Like, it's a perfect opportunity to put it in everyone's minds. Like, you know, to plug it, basically.
I guess. It just seemed really, like, weird. Like,
yeah, it's like, dude, there's a demo already on fucking Xbox One.
Like, if I want to play this, I can.
Yeah.
Then they showed NHL 15. That game looks really good. Then they took a break from the sports for about 10 minutes and let Criterion talk about what they're thinking of doing for their next game.
What they're thinking? Hold on.
Well, I think
what they're thinking
about that
of
they
doing?
Were basically doing
that,
everything.
That was very disappointing.
Like all sorts of vehicles, but there was like alpha footage.
Yeah, well, it was. I don't even think it was alpha footage. Like it was like their test footage. Like there's no actual game here yet, basically from what they were saying. What I kept getting out of it was the guy was like, "Well, we don't have desks anymore," and I'm thinking back to last year because like everybody left. Like there's nobody there. Yeah, you don't have desks anymore because EA took them all. And then the guy was like, "Sometimes we work at the bar."
That way they can cry to each other, trying to each other's beers while they're coding.
And then they show some crazy footage.
And it seems like they're going for like a big, like open world vehicle game though, like just any vehicle.
Maybe I don't know. Like it is definitely. I kind of got a Pilot Wings vibe out of it.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, except I don't know. Like, and I don't know what this game is going to be because Criterion moved down to like 12 people. Like, they used to be, like, a studio of 50. And they have, like, 12 dudes now. Like, what is this game going to be?
There's such a former shell.
Right. Like, all the guys who worked on, like, Burnout are over at Ghost Games, or they've moved on to other things. The founders of Criterion aren't even there anymore. They left. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I was really, like, disappointed in that.
Yeah, it was really weak, but I was also thinking, like, if they kind of, like, go with what they're showing here, which is, like, just all sorts of vehicles and just fucking... But I don't... It didn't seem like they really had an idea what they were doing.
Right.
You know?
It was like...
We like to play with toys.
Right.
EA is giving us money to go fucking travel around the world and take pictures of shit.
It's right, like, we got to go here and drive an ATV. We got to go skydiving. And it was like a travelogue.
Yeah. It was really weird. And that was a lot of the EA show. It was just like shit like that. Where you're just like, dude, what?
Then they showed EA PGA Tour, and they did that by...
I'm all in for that.
Yep.
I think I went to the bathroom during that.
Yeah, the trailer was really weird, though. Did you guys see the trailer?
I did not. But
no,
I
don't care about their sports games at all, so that's why this
it didn't look like a sports game. It looked like a Battlefield game. Because it was like the Battlefield boat DLC, and like there's ships blowing up in the ocean, and then you just see this golf ball like flying over them.
And there's a guy playing golf in the middle of a fucking war, and
it's so dumb.
That's awesome.
No, but it was like it was like all right, we want to do a golf game where you get like it has all the realistic courses, like everything you get out of Tiger Woods, but also like fantasy courses. Like, they used to kind of do, like, more goofy shit on Tiger Woods. And then they showed, like, this guy fucking hitting a drive over a fucking battleship or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it was so weird. Then they showcased the NFL 15. Yay.
Sure.
Dawn Gate. That's, like, a free-to-play MOBA, I think. Then they showed a little bit of Mirror's Edge, too. More conceptual stuff there.
Yeah. I mean, it did seem like they had some
there's
environments.
There's definitely something going, and they have like a definite art style they're going for, and it was definitely more detailed than some of the other stuff they showed.
And that's not saying much.
Yeah. And then FIFA 15, and then they showed Battlefield Hardline.
Oh my god, that was the longest demo ever.
Yeah.
That was a, like...
Yeah.
Oh god. And I mean... You know, I was all for, hey, maybe this is like Payday, and then about 20 seconds in, I was like, no, I'm still not
No, it doesn't look like Payday at all.
It looks like Battlefield.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what it is.
Cops.
Just, right, and...
New modes and shit. New skin, basically.
Yep, and like, instead of, I don't know, you capturing a point, like, there's like a bag to carry, and you bring it back to your truck or whatever.
Yeah, no, I say that loosely, but man, I'm stoked for this game. I love Battlefield games. But then I realized that it's not DICE making it, so...
Yeah, it's the Dead Space
guys.
I'm
not sure what to think of that.
So, I was listening to... I don't know if anyone heard the Jive Bomb Predictions podcast yet, but he talks about how they introduced that game at Judges Week, and it's the most pathetic thing ever. Like, the guy is like, I had a really great idea for a new IP, and it was amazing, and I thought we were going to make something cool, and then I went to my boss, and he was like, hey, this is great, what if we made Battlefield? And he just goes, that's great, and so here we are making Battlefield.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like Visceral was like, hey, let's make this awesome game, and then like EA was like, uh-uh, no.
Hey, how would
you
guys like
to make
Battlefield instead?
No, we need
you
guys to make a Battlefield game.
And they were like, but we have this really cool IP. And they were like, yeah, but how about Battlefield?
Yeah.
Battlefield, guys.
Come on, guys. It has to come out this year.
Battlefield.
And then...
The Medal of Honor thing didn't go over so well.
Oh, they have to use the Battlefield name now. Like, they don't have anything else going on. They will, you know, with their association with Disney and Star Wars, they may be able to spin Battlefront into, like, their alternate year... shooter.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But right now, like, they need to use the Battlefield. It makes perfect sense why they're doing it. It's just
you know.
Really, yeah.
Like, I hear people going, like, oh, I kind of wish it was Payday. Like, it's not really
that
game. You
know, that's the funny thing is, like, the biggest thing that I wanted out of E3 this year, as stupid as this sounds, was Payday 2 with all the PC DLC on Xbox One and PS4. That was my only hope to come out of this year, and it was not granted. They announced that the PC DLC is finally coming to PS3 and Xbox 360. God damn it.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect them to move that over. They're probably working on Payday 3 for next-gen consoles.
I guess that's all right, I guess, as long as it comes out.
Maybe you get that next year, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was really disappointed in EA's conference. I think some of it was I just got my hopes up that they were going to show more Star Wars stuff, and they didn't.
I was hoping for at least, like, a CG trailer for, like, the Visceral game.
For the Amy Hennig thing, yeah.
I mean, I know that was probably too soon, but I couldn't help myself, because I was like, because that's all they have right now.
Right.
EA, to, like, hold my interest is Star Wars, you know? I still don't expect Mass Effect for another 2-3 years. And, you know, whatever that new BioWare IP is that fucking Casey Hudson's working on.
That was another weird one, too, where it was just like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
It has trees!
Yeah, we took pictures of shit, and there's gonna be nature, like... What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, there's two...
Yeah.
Then Ubisoft did their show.
That's kind of funny, man. So that chick was funny, dude.
The Ubisoft show?
Yeah, that lady was hilarious, man. Her little off-key comments were cracking me up.
I mean, she definitely, like, she is not a, she's not a game executive, so.
Yeah.
And she's an entertainer, so she definitely comes across,
Was it Aisha Tyler again?
Yeah. She's definitely more
entertaining. She always does this. I wonder if it's just their opinion of Americans, so they go out and hire these people, and they're like, oh, you guys
like
celebrities,
her.
But, well, I thought she was okay, but I still always feel like I'm being talked down to when they hire outside people to talk about their stuff. Like, I really prefer it when company people come out, even if it's a tool bag like the EA guy.
Oh, see, I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want a French guy getting up there and telling me about their games. I think they would be talking down to us more.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, maybe they should try.
I know,
try,
but
it
even still, like, I feel like they always tell the entertainers to try too hard.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
well,
guys,
I don't think they ever
you guys are American, right? So you guys can be funny, and they'll understand the jokes and stuff.
I thought she was pretty funny. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because it was so.
She was much better than she was
the
previous
line,
years.
You know,
I should preface this by saying I didn't see it. I didn't see the Ubisoft one like whatsoever. But I just like Aisha Tyler. I think she's cool.
No, and she's fine. She's funny. I like her on Whose Line and stuff. I felt like sometimes she was getting in the way of the demos by, like, trying to be funny and making awkward, like, conversation with the people coming out. That was a little annoying, especially when they were demoing, like, fitness games and things like that.
So they showed Shape Up, but I think at that point it's like she's on stage and they're showing these guys doing stuff, and it's like, what do I do? Like, I'm stuck here.
Yeah,
step to the side out of the spotlight and be quiet.
Yeah.
She should have just moved her off.
Yeah, like, hey, when they come on to do the demo, you go off. But they kind of left. Kind of told her to stand right there. And it's like, all right, well, I guess I'll commentate on the fact that they're doing dumb stuff. Like,
I almost want to watch this now.
Yeah, the Shape Up thing was really kind of, it was really awkward.
It was
almost as weird as the laser tag thing from a few years ago.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
As awkward as that was, like,
it looks cool.
Gonna check it out. Yep,
yeah.
Exactly. That that little music piano, like, big Tom Hanks thing.
Yeah,
that,
where you're kind of moving around to, you know, jump and hit the notes. Right. It was like Guitar Hero with your body. Like,
right. That's cool. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
And it was Eye of the Tiger, too. I mean, you can't.
Yeah. It was an awful version of Eye of the Tiger.
It was awful, but even an awful version of Eye of the Tiger, it's better than a lot of the crap they play on the radio now, so.
They kicked it off with the CG intro to Far Cry 4.
That looks in-engine.
Yeah.
In the sense that I think the demo that they showed then at Sony's conference picked up, like, right after that, right? Or somewhere right after that.
Yeah, it looked
exactly
around
the same.
There.
and it looked amazing.
It looks great.
I want that game so bad. I think that villain looks fantastic.
I felt like I was the only real Far Cry 3 fan until now that they announced Far Cry 4, which I haven't seen anything of, but everyone's like, oh my god, Far Cry 4. It's like, where were all you motherfuckers when Far Cry 3 was supposed to be game of the year?
People love Far Cry 3. I don't know where you've been. I want to play it. I just haven't gotten around to it. I have Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon's really fun.
Blood Dragon's great, yeah.
But I like where they're going with this right now.
I heard there's elephants.
Yep. Yeah, there are.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome.
The elephants are pretty awesome. Then they showed Just Dance 2015.
Oh. Yep.
Sure.
And you can say what you want about it, but I thought it was a really smart demo. What they did with it was they made it so that just about anybody can play it. You don't need... you don't need a Wiimote, you don't need you don't need the Kinect or anything. You just use your phone.
I agree. I thought the demo was dumb, but the idea is...
The demo was crazy because they brought like 27 people out on stage to dance, and they're all way better dancers than anybody that any of us know.
Wait, I don't get what you're saying. You just use your phone. Like, how does that work?
So you download a companion app to your smartphone, and it acts as the controller for the game. Because Just Dance isn't... It's not like Dance Central where it's, like, measuring your arm movements, your leg movements.
Or anything. It's just... It's barely even a game.
It's kind of like flail around and shit. I don't know. But, it does score you in some way. I don't know how, but...
You probably jog in place and get a fucking top score.
I think you probably have to, like, move your controller or phone or whatever, like, to the rhythm of the music at least. But you could probably do it sitting down.
All right.
So you use that, and you can sync up with hundreds of different people playing the same song at the same time.
And then it compares their score at the end.
Yeah, and it gives you an overall winner, so...
You're somehow score.
Yeah, I don't know how it does it, but, like...
I don't care how this all works.
I have no idea. And my wife did not like Just Dance, so... when we gave it a try, like, she didn't like it. She's like, Dance Central's better.
Good for her.
You know, we probably won't be going with that one, but, like, it seemed really smart to do it this way.
She likes it or not.
I don't know, it seemed really cool. Like, just the idea of being able, like, the game itself looks stupid. and then they showed CG for The Division.
Yeah, I don't like CG, but...
The Tragedy is Invisible trailer?
Yeah,
I think
so.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
That game wants me to skip this year, like, altogether.
Yeah. Then they showed CG of The Crew. I kind of wish they showed that game.
Was that CG or was that just like, hey, this is the game running, but we're just fast-forwarding?
it was the game running, but...
Yeah, it might have been really fast.
I don't know.
Like, motion in the game.
Because it looked really cool. I actually thought that was one of their better trailers. It won't make me buy that game, but it almost did.
It got me excited about that game again. Like, I was originally excited about that game earlier this year, and now I'm kind of excited about it again.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to see how that game turns out, especially after hearing that Drive Club does not play very well. So,
Drive Club.
Then they showed like the classic Assassin's Creed CG trailer, which is always they do excellent trailers.
Absolutely.
For that game, like they're always great. They showed actual gameplay.
I just wish the games
Assassin's Creed Unity
just their trailers.
Yeah, so they showed that, then they actually showed some a single player gameplay for Assassin's Creed Unity, which looked, it looked like Assassin's Creed. Shape Up we talked about. Valiant Hearts, I'm not really sure what that is.
That's another one of their UbiArt games that looks like almost like a Telltale esque like point and click thing.
Okay. I couldn't get a
the dog is the main character,
that.
And I think he's telling the stories of the four companions he had and how they all died in World War One.
Yeah, I did get that it was World War One. I just I wasn't really sure what to expect from that.
It was an odd way to end the conference, if you know what I mean. Like, it was like the second to last game that they showed.
Yeah.
And I got real excited for a second when I saw UBR because I thought it was going to be Prince of Persia.
That would have been nice. Yeah.
But yeah.
I was like, why are we getting a trailer that we've seen already? This is not a new trailer. This is the same concept trailer we got when they announced Child of Light as well.
Right.
So I thought it was kind of weird that we were getting that at the end.
And then they showed a really canned, not realistic.
Yes.
A demo of Rainbow Six multiplayer.
God, the way those people talk to each other.
Yeah.
Don't be down on that.
That hurt my soul. That was the worst part of it.
It was so dumb.
Like, the fake, like, oh my god, I'm down. Like, you guys could act yourselves out of a plastic bag.
Yeah, because that is totally one of those, god damn it, fuck situations.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what? Why aren't you guys covering me, you goddamn assholes?
Yeah, that it was so unrealistic. They're like actually working as a team.
And that was another demo that felt like it went on about 5 minutes too long.
Yeah, it would have been nice to like if.
So bad.
And I'm sure it'll turn out great. Like actually, the concept of like you know being able to breach like that and then
yeah, like an old school Rainbow Six game.
Yeah. Like it definitely had that vibe to
like
it.
Old school, like hardcore, like SOCOM, like
yes,
you know, SOCOM was my one of my first favorite console shooters.
Like,
so,
and we have to tactically prepare to kind of move in on this house,
like,
and then
you have one life, dude,
and you have one
that
life. Yeah, exactly.
Intense.
Like when you're out, you're done. Like, which could be really cool. It's just I did not think the demo did it justice, but.
Right.
No, we'll see. We'll make you play it, Don.
Oh, I'll play it. Don't worry. Oh man, it's gonna be so good. The Division is gonna be better though.
And then Sony closed out day one with a pretty strong show that was really, really weird.
It was, aside from how the Nintendo conference started, the most bizarre.
Yeah. And it was long. Like
it was. They lied to anyone who they told it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was almost 2 hours long. It was
hour
really,
and a,
really long.
It felt like 2 hours.
It was. Well, it almost was. It was an hour and 50 minutes. It
felt like 6 hours.
They started 5 minutes late and ran until 10:55 my time. So they started 9:05 and ran until 10:55.
Continuing that age-old
like
tradition of the Sony conferences starting late.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then running way
every
too
year.
Long. They showed Destiny, which we talked a little bit about.
I'm sad that... I mean, I knew that Peter Dinklage was in it because I actually have, like, 5 clips of the alpha footage sitting in my Dropbox, and I was so sad that he is just phoning all of that in. I don't know if anyone else could, like... It sounds so bland, and I was so sad.
Yeah, and especially when you go compared to the Halo trailer that Microsoft showed with Peter David doing the voice work.
Yeah.
Like, that was so dramatic, and it was like this, you kind of like, and then the Peter Dinklage stuff was just like he's just really just, what's he doing?
Yeah.
But the game looks good.
Guardian, our last hope. I'm like, dude, I know you're an AI, but come on.
Right.
Even Data was able to emote more than you are right now. And
like, I mean, and they've been doing voice work with, like, 4 AIs for years. Because, like, Master Chief's companion is Cortana. She's a goddamn AI. Like, they can make realistic-sounding AI.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were just like, oh my god, it's Peter Dinklage. He's a real actor. Let's let him do what he knows how to do.
He's like, I don't give a fuck about this.
Or, yeah, I mean, he's just like, I'm cashing this check at the end of the day, and ain't nobody gonna tell me how.
Game looks pretty, though.
Yeah,
so.
It looks great. And they got that fancy white PS3 that I might pick up.
Yeah, I didn't like the trailer, and then my feed cut off. But I went to Polygon the next day, and I watched, like, they had 10-15 minutes of gameplay footage, and then the character customization and stuff like that, and, you know, that was all some pretty neat stuff. It resold me on it, because that first trailer, I was like, this looks dumb. And then,
yeah, I mean, if anyone's looking for more footage, I have probably an hour and a half's worth. Probably a little less. That all seems to be from the alpha that they were talking about that PS4 people can get in on.
Yeah.
That starts tomorrow.
I think. Yeah.
I might download that. See if I can get into that.
I want to know more about the story still. Like, I like its whole, like, Borderlands-type gameplay, which is exactly what it is. But I'm afraid to waste $60 on it. I mean, it's Bungie, and I know that they can kind of do story.
I mean, they've definitely improved story-wise over the years. Like, the stuff they did with ODST was really cool. Reach was actually really well done, I thought. Maybe they finally hit that point where they can actually do really cool, like... And they're really great with world building, regardless, so...
Sure, yeah,
absolutely. So maybe that's what this has going for it. Then they showed The Order, which
yeah,
we were...
Goody.
Brian and I watched it, and we were really confused on what the hell they were showing. Like, it looked like the entire thing they showed was a QuickTime event.
I know. It was pretty boring, in my opinion.
I don't think there were any. There was the one QuickTime event where he had to press triangle to, like, heal himself or whatever, but otherwise, it was just sort of like, it looked like the tutorial section.
Like, very much on rails. Like,
very linear for sure, but I think that's how the game is going to be. It's going to be a very third-person, like, Uncharted, you know, you're being driven from point A to point B.
Like, I've heard it's like a steampunk Gears, which I'm okay with, like, but that I did not get that vibe from this trailer at all. It looks beautiful, but the trailer just did not sell me on that game at all. Or the demo or whatever the hell they were showing. Mm. Then they showed Entwined, which I don't know, that's available now. Go get it, I guess.
I originally thought that was the funniest guys in the game.
Oh my god. God, that was the funniest thing in the world right there. I laughed so hard whenever that was going on. They're like, and it's available now on PlayStation 4. And I'm
I like how they did that shit.
Really? Like,
Dead Rising thing they did, I was like, it's available now. It's like, I love when they just like, turn on your fucking...
Like, Forza 5 was awesome when they were like, the Nürburgring, you can get that free now. I'm like, that's cool. But this is like this weird, obscure game. That
well, I think that's the
like
best way to get people to buy that obscure game.
5% of PlayStation 4 players are going to play. And they're like, oh, and here it is, guys, right now. Just go get it. $15. It's all
I would have preferred today. I might have even gone to get it if it had been on Vita right away. But they said that that's coming later, PS3 and Vita. So
if this was something like Rogue Legacy or something, I'm like, oh, done. Done.
But yeah, where's that game at?
I don't know. I'm wondering the same thing. But this, it's like the, I don't know, man. I laughed. I was laughing in my bed while I was watching this.
What I would have preferred was the next thing that they showed, which wasn't really, they just kind of like touched on it really quick, though, was, was it Infamous First Light? I kind of wish that they were just like, and that's available now. Like, I would have gone immediately and downloaded that. Which is the standalone, which I like. Standalone DLC for Infamous Second Son, which means you don't need Second Son. You don't even need to have played Second Son.
Kind of like that Infamous
seems like a
2
prequel,
DLC, right?
I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's like a... What was the vampire thing that they did for Infamous 2?
Now, see, that would have been understandable. Like, I'm not big on either one of those, but still, that was, you know, Infamous was one of the big PlayStation 4 things.
And this
that.
Was
that
the,
cool.
Like, the person that stars in this DLC, she was the best character in the game, and her powers are the best powers in the game.
She's the Neon one, right?
Yeah, she's Neon. She definitely has the best for like the different conduits that are in the game. She definitely has the best arc of any of the characters. So I'm really interested in going to play it. So I think it was on Twitter. Somebody said this should have been called Fetch Quest. her name's Fetch.
Nice.
And that would have been better. I think that's a better name than First Light, but I'm looking forward to playing this. Then they showed Little Big Planet 3, which, Jeff, you were not excited about.
I'm not either, to be fair.
My problem with the Sony conference is I was playing Mario Kart through the whole thing, so I would just glance over here and there. And I, like, looked over and I'm like, yeah, it's Little Big Planet, which, like, I always play those games, but I don't play them as much as I should, considering, like, you could download millions of levels and just, you know, I always just beat the campaign. I'm like, all right, that was okay. So I wasn't too excited by any of it.
No, I'm in the same boat. I feel if you're not going characters. To... If you're not going to invest in the creation tools, you should.
Yeah, it's like okay. It's not great platforming mechanics or anything in that game.
I think the platforming in that game is horrible. As someone who doesn't like platforming games, like I can appreciate good platforming, but that game, no.
I think they're horrible, and you got to consider like the amount of content you could get from like some people make really just awesome levels out of it.
Like the only positive to that game.
Yeah.
But the actual like platforming mechanics of that game, I find just disgusting.
Well,
my opinion, and I'm
no, that's fine.
Partially drunk, so maybe I'm over exaggerating, but I find Little Big Planet physics just disgusting.
Partially,
I was a little turned off by the fact that it is also a PS3 game.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's a cross-gen title, much like Forza Horizon 2. Not that, you know, like they can't do that, but it definitely shows that neither Microsoft nor Sony is, like, they are...
Jump forward.
Yeah, that they're ready to go all in.
Well, that makes a lot more sense, then, because they were talking about how all the levels from Little Big Planet 1 and 2 would transfer over, and I didn't know if architecturally that would be difficult. If it were just on PS4, but I guess since it's both, that might make the transition somewhat easier.
Yeah.
You know, if they were going to make, like, Forza Horizon 2 or Little Big Planet 3 on the next-gen consoles only, you know, at least you would feel like they're putting more effort into it. At this point, you think, I feel, like Forza Horizon 2, for example, which is the one of the two I'm going to play, that I'm cheated a little bit because they had to spend time working on the Xbox 360 version
They didn't because a different team is doing Horizon 2.
Okay.
So, like, the 360 owners are getting a shittier version of that game.
Yeah, kind of like Titanfall.
But I heard Titanfall was great.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
On 360?
It's borderline unplayable, man.
Yep.
You played it?
There's no one on there anyways. There's so many people not playing it, I think they took out two of the modes.
That was the PC version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the PC version.
I remember they did a good job for what it was.
It's like if you played
the Xbox One version, maybe.
If you played the Xbox One or the PC version and you go to play it on 360, it's like near unplayable. It is slow. Like the frame rate is 30 and under. Where it's 60. Like between 45 and 60 on the Xbox One and PC, so the speed is just not there, and it just feels janky from what I've heard about it. So, yeah, like the wall running doesn't feel proper. I mean it looks okay, but Titanfall was not a looker.
Now Big Planet. 3. Is there two teams making that game as well? Like, is there one person making the PS3 version?
I mean, but, you know, that game does look fantastic. So, I mean, and I can't imagine that's a game where you're going to potentially get a shittier version by playing it on PS3.
Yeah.
It's basically a glorified expansion pack.
Yeah, it's probably on the same engine as, like, Little Big Planet and Little Big Planet 2.
Characters.
So. Yeah.
I thought that was silly, but.
I like their demo. I think it went on too long, but, you know, hey, I'm all for people screwing up and taking it like a champ.
Those people didn't know how to play their game, either.
They were probably really nervous being on stage as well.
I guess. It's okay, defend them. It's okay.
Well, and they, like, they had kind of been told by Sony to say that they weren't debuting anything, and... Like, it was really weird. So, yeah, Little Big Planet 3. Then they showed Project Beast, which is called Bloodborne.
Buddy.
I wish it was gameplay,
but...
Oh, there's a 20-second clip of Alpha gameplay somewhere out there.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Dark Souls, Demon Souls, and like a Victorian setting.
My thought on it was like a Japanese take on the Dark Tower. Really weird. Like the main character looked like a gunslinger and stuff. Yeah. You know, sure he had like that cleaver, but he had the shotgun, he had the hat, the trench coat and everything. I was like, oh man. And I think there is gameplay floating around somewhere. I think a lot of the live shows are having demos of it throughout the next couple of days. Or today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that turns out. I'm not a huge Dark Souls fan, though, so...
I heard the combat's a little faster. Like, it's a little more arcadey-based. So maybe if you weren't into so much of the slow... combat of the other games, this might be a little bit faster.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll see. But it looks very pretty. But as somebody said, so did Dark Souls 2 before it came out, and then they stripped all the detail out of it. So I haven't played Dark Souls 2, so I don't know. But
it's not a looker.
No, it's not. It is. Okay. It's not. No.
I mean, it's just like. It's impressive, like, from art style and, like, the atmosphere and the environments, but it's, like, yeah, the graphics are not great.
So, we'll see on that one. Then I was surprised a little bit, because I thought they were showing Dying Light, but it was Dead Island 2.
Set on the Grand Island of
California.
I thought
that was Dying Light 2. I said that. I looked over to my wife, and I said, this is Dying Light.
Yeah,
and
well, I mean, like,
I was wrong.
The guy was running... And like so, like that's what Dying Light is, right? It's a except this is not by Techland. It is being developed by the guys that did Spec Ops: The Line.
Oh weird!
Oh no!
Dead Island 2 is?
Yeah.
Wow! No. I didn't know that at all. Get out of here! You sure?
Yes, very sure.
Who the hell was
that? Jaeger?
Yeah. I think that was it.
That's fascinating.
I didn't like that game.
I'm glad it's not the guys who made Dead Island Riptide, at least.
I'm glad.
Wasn't that Techland?
I'm glad that Dead Island 1 and Dead Island Riptide were both terrible games.
It was Techland's B-team or whatever.
There's no reason to be excited for this.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm excited for Dying Light. So, maybe it'll be good. I don't know.
I'm not because of their last two games, but this, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Then they showed some more Battlefield Hardline. They've revealed Magicka 2.
That was
a funny reveal.
It's a hilarious trailer.
It was a pretty funny reveal. Better reveal though was Grim Fandango.
No.
Yeah, yes. That was a good reveal.
That was awesome.
Hold on. Now, real quick, just to back up for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And Tony's not here, so I'm saying this for him too, but. Whenever I saw the Paradox logo, I was like, holy shit, they found a way to make EU4 on PlayStation 4. That's fucking awesome. I'm going to buy one.
Yeah, no, they're bringing you Magicka.
No, okay. Anyway, Grim Fandango.
Yeah, Grim Fandango coming to PS4 and Vita.
First.
Tim Schafer has confirmed that it is coming to other platforms at a later date. So
working with other publishers to figure all.
I'm the only one here that doesn't like Tim Schafer. Man, I'm a Debbie Downer tonight. But
I know
I'm
I hate him.
Person,
too.
I am not necessarily a Tim Schafer fan, but I am a big fan of old school LucasArts adventure games, and that's what this is.
Sure.
So
okay,
I like Broken Age a lot, but I didn't care for Psychonauts and like. Stacking and a bunch of the other nonsense that they put out
was
lately.
Dumb. I hated that game.
You know, I think it's cool that they took this game that hasn't been available legally or even in an updated form for anyone to play on a modern PC, you know, and are putting it out.
Yeah, that's really cool. And to be able to play it on the Vita, I'm all over that.
Well, I am too, actually. Anything on the Vita, like, I don't care who makes it. I'm interested at the very least. I mean, you spend a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
I don't remember how much I spent on that damn thing, but...
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Because we bought it when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was $300 for the 3G version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Then they showed a bunch of other indies, kind of like a sizzle reel.
Broforce.
Broforce was in there.
It was basically all of Devolver's stuff, right?
Yeah, Devolver Digital.
Devolver's great, man. Like, they've done some pretty great stuff on the Vita, at least on the Vita.
Then there was a game called, was it called Let It Die?
That was weird.
Oh, that was Strange. That's Suda51's new thing.
Yes, that was the Suda51 thing.
Oh, I can't remember
that. I don't like
that
guy either.
Yeah, his games are definitely weird.
I loved Shadows of the Damned so much, and that's why I'm looking forward to this.
Shadows of the Damned was the one he did with the Resident Evil guy, right?
Yeah, with Miyazaki and Mikami.
Yeah, Mikami.
And that was the Grasshopper Manufacturing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if any of those original people are still part of that studio, if it just fell apart after
Shadows of the Damned.
That was a CG or pseudo live action trailer.
His last two games were really what like turned me off on that guy.
Yeah, Killer is Dead, I heard, was terrible.
Yeah, and then the one before that, the stupid cheerleader game.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
God, man.
I have a friend who like loves that game. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Shadows
like,
of the Damned is so good, though.
Is that friend like 13
amazing.
Years old?
No, he's my age. I didn't get it. Like I don't understand it.
Like I can understand being 13 years old and enjoying that game, but that's it. That's just, you know, early teenage hormones.
Yeah. Then they showed a giant squid. Yay.
Sure. Man. I don't even know what that's all about yet.
Neither do I. I don't have any notes on it. But then the one that really got me was No Man's Sky. I kind of knew it was going to show up. There have been rumors going around. And it will be showing up on PlayStation platforms first.
Yeah, that's a neat concept. Like, I'm not gonna lie, neat concept. I don't know if I'd play it, but it's a really neat concept.
Yeah, that game looks beautiful too, though. But it's not anywhere near close to being done. So,
and I thought it was really cool. They had the guy out there, and he looked so humble. I guess is the proper word, maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, he just.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. You know. But.
I mean, then that studio, it's four people. That game
flooded is, apartment building.
Yeah, and they, I had known that Sony reached out to them right after the VGAs last year, but evidently both Sony and Microsoft kind of helped them get back on their feet, after the flood. So, it, like, gave them computers and equipment to use, and so that's really cool. And it's cool that it's actually coming to consoles and. That game looks pretty interesting. Then they went crazy.
Then it got...
Oh, this was the numbers, right?
They did numbers. They did 40 minutes of just batshit insanity.
Random
stuff.
Shit.
What? Well, wait, did we get through Far Cry, or was that after all this?
Oh, they showed Far Cry. That was before. Far Cry was before, like, Dead Island, so...
And I think it's just important to mention that because of what he said at the end of that, which is they're basically doing a download play where if one person owns the game for the co-op missions, which is probably a separate mode and not the main game, or maybe only certain missions of the game, and once you leave the zone, they are booted, but you can invite your friends into the game even if they don't own it.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea, but who's actually going to use that? Like, realistically. You think?
Yeah. I don't think. I really don't think
some
people are going to use it.
I think it would
really
be something
don't.
Like to get people to check out the game and stuff. It doesn't hurt.
It's going to depend on how much the download to play that game is.
Right.
Like,
download is like 30 gigs, if my friend that sent
or
me
even
an invite.
even if it's like, you know, 5 or 6 gigs.
Right.
If your friend wants to play right now.
Uh huh.
It's like, hey, you need to download this. Like,
yeah.
Sure, that's why I have a feeling it's a specific zone or a set of missions made tailor-made for that service, where it's like, this is co-op mode and not the whole open world.
I know I'm in a very limited area, but my download like speed is atrocious here.
That's for 2.5 gigs.
Yeah, and for 2.5 gigs, like, it takes me like all day to download that shit, which is dumb, like retarded. But like, if someone was to send me an invite and say, "Hey, you know, hey, this is only like a couple gigs, come play with me for 15 minutes," I'll pass.
I mean, I think that's
a case by case basis. I understand that part, but
yeah, I think it's a really cool idea. I don't know how much, like,
time will tell.
We'll see. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure Far Cry is that game.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I can't hear a word.
Oh, well, get your headset. That's good.
Sounded like the ghost of Fozzie for a second.
Did.
I was frightened. I was like, wait, did we have him on this call?
Nice.
But we didn't. Was that Jeff? I don't know. I don't know what just happened. I'm really confused.
My controller just turned off, so that's probably me.
Oh, yeah, Jeff has been on break for the past 10 minutes, so.
That's true. Oh. Jeff's been super silent.
Well, he put BRB in the chat at 12:32, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Like, I'm not sure how that's going to be received.
Far Cry 4 or that mode?
I think Far Cry 4 will be received fine. I don't see it as that type of game, though, where people are like, I want to play this with other people.
And if they do, I think they're going to have it, you know? Like
maybe.
They're going to have the game.
I think this is a better attempt at multiplayer than what they did in Far Cry 3, which was to have like a separate, like really terrible, like almost Left 4 Dead type mode or something like that. But
yeah,
if this is missions in the main game or something like that. And hell, I imagine even if you own the game, then sure, you'll probably be able to explore the whole open world with your friend. And if you own the game already and stuff, and I think that's a much better way to do that sort of thing than siphoning it off.
Sure. And it's definitely something like Sony can definitely go, hey, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
This is ours, so.
It is a neat idea. One way or the other, it's a really neat idea.
I mean, they're if anything, they are definitely trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the craziness, though.
Do we have to?
Did. Like, I don't want to spend too much time on it because they spent way too much time on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they went 40 minutes and showed one game trailer. Which was Mortal Kombat X, yeah, in the middle.
Fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat looks great. I have no interest in fighting games, but that game looks beautiful.
Yeah. Did you like the last Mortal Kombat game?
I didn't play it.
It was pretty good, actually. I'm not big on fighting games, but that was actually really good.
Yeah, Tony had said that, too, so.
I think I reviewed it at that last site that I was at.
Yeah, but then they like spent time talking about all these different like kind of features and numbers and how many people are playing, and then they brought Brian Michael Bendis out to talk for 10 minutes on powers.
Oh god damn it.
Which I mean, I am interested in watching that. I didn't need you to talk about it for 10 minutes though.
Especially when you don't have any footage to show. And exactly. The guys
like,
I heard some concept
pictures.
Oh god damn it. I mean, hell, even if they gave us cast photos or something, but, like, this whole, like, hey, here's concept art is meaningless.
Yeah,
you may as well have shown
us
a comic book panel.
It was terrible.
Right. And then they
showed
the Ratchet & Clank trailer for the movie.
I love
Ratchet. Yep, Yeah, I'm definitely going to go see it. I love Ratchet & Clank. I thought the more interesting news out of that, though, was that they are working with Insomniac to kind of reboot the franchise, redo the first game, and retell the story on PlayStation 4. That sounds fantastic. I didn't need all this other stuff. And it's like, Sony did not watch Microsoft over the last 4 years.
You guys want some more interesting news?
Oh, Tony.
I am here now.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty interesting.
Right at the end. Dude, we just finished everything. We were just
I missed everything. And I don't know anything that happened at E3 either. So I'm like hopping onto our E3 podcast. All right, learn me about E3, and I make it at the end.
So
I'm all right,
so,
you just came in at the worst part of the Sony conference.
Sony like did a Microsoft conference. Microsoft showed games for 90 minutes straight, and then Sony decided halfway through their press conference that they were going to take 40 minutes and talk about entertainment and numbers.
Oh, that's great. That sounds exciting.
It wasn't.
I was cool with the numbers, but like, I don't know. Like the power sync, that was dumb. The
it was agonizing, and I was afraid they were going to end the conference on Mortal Kombat, and I was just
Right, because it was like,
that
oh no.
Great?
And they were like, we have one last thing to show you before I leave. And I was like, what? I was actually getting anxiety because there were things that I was expecting that were not showing up yet. And I was like, you guys can't end like this, please.
I was like, oh, here comes Uncharted. And they're like, nope, here's Mortal Kombat.
Here's Mortal
Kombat.
I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Like, everybody I was watching with was like, where's Uncharted?
Yep.
And then the lights came back up and they were like, and now we're going to talk about our television initiative.
Yep. I was like, no.
Oh, this is what everybody complained about Microsoft last year for. What are you doing?
That was the worst idea.
Failing. They're failing.
And like somebody said this, that they could have cut that 20 minute on like Powers and Ratchet and all their other entertainment stuff. And they could have brought that to Comic-Con and sold it way better there.
Yeah, and then not only that, but their E3 press conference would have been like way better.
Oh yeah, you cut that entertainment, those numbers stuff out, and they have a well-paced show. Like it's weird a little bit the way they position stuff because they would go the Order, then Entwined, then Infamous. Like it was
but
like they definitely
been...
had a weird pace, but.
It would have been better, I don't know. The Microsoft one was great because it was an hour of games, which was awesome. If Sony had cut out that crap that they did towards the middle slash end slash forever end, then it would have been possibly better than the Microsoft one because they had some surprises in there. Like, who expected Little Big Planet 3? Like,
I did.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, right, but there were no rumors about it, you know?
Yeah, there were rumors,
but Media Molecule had been out there actively shooting everything down. We're not going to be there. We're not showing anything.
I don't think anyone expected them to make Little Big Planet 3. I think they always said we've moved on after 2 because they didn't do Vita,
right?
And that they were moving on to a new IP. And even a Little Big Planet Vita team, I think, is on to a new IP. So this is an entirely different team, I think, doing 3.
Right. But after after all that entertainment stuff, they came back and gave a date for The Last of Us.
I was so pissed they showed a trailer for that. I was like, guys, come on. We already know it's coming.
Yeah, and it was a long trailer. Very spoiler-filled, too. So if you haven't played The Last of Us yet.
Though I heard from a bunch of people who watched that trailer and hadn't played the game that they were like, I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's
all a bunch of quick cuts, yeah. But, like, if you have, like, that's the thing.
It's spoiler-filled to somebody who's already played the game.
But even those that didn't, like, even though they don't know what it means...
They'll remember that when it happens.
And it's like, okay.
Sure, but I mean, context is very important in, like, montages and stuff. I mean, those clips could take place at any time, for any particular reason and stuff. So yeah, sure, there's a situation where they fight zombies and they fight survivors, and at one point, Joel is cradling Ellie in his arms, you know... Like,
so bad shit happens to Ellie, basically.
You know, like these things happen all the time. You know, it's a story about the zombie apocalypse.
Right. Then they showed a trailer for Metal Gear Solid 5. No gameplay, right? That was just a CG trailer.
That was just whole cinematics.
Wasn't last year?
Last year they showed gameplay
trailer, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I was so confused. I was like, oh great, awesome, Metal Gear Solid 5. And then this trailer, I was like, oh,
and it was
typical Metal Gear.
It was
Solid.
Like the one they had at the Microsoft conference last year was long. It was like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
but it was
fucking
cool.
Horse riding.
Sold me on it.
Yeah.
someone that I don't like any of the Metal Gear games, but I was excited for that game, damn it. And then this trailer showed up, and I'm like, nope.
If you want gameplay,
this reminds me that all this guy does is videos. So nope.
Then it got really weird again after that Metal Gear Solid trailer, because then they made a really big deal about Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh yeah, that was
yeah. cool.
Which is multi-console, right?
Yeah. And the feature that, and like they worded it very specifically, but he definitely tried to make it pass it off like 360 players moving to PS. Like if you're a 360 player and you want to move to PS4, you can bring your save data, which isn't exactly true. It's your online player.
Right.
You can bring your stuff, but that's also for everything. Like if you're PS3 to Xbox One or
nice.
PS3 or PS3 or 360 to PC, like it's all interchangeable because it's all on Rockstar servers.
I was gonna say isn't it like their social club stuff?
Yeah, it's the social club. So, but it seemed really weird that they burned their third last slot on a game that.
We've played.
Yeah.
But as everyone still flipped their shit, and I mean, the PC crew and everything are just like, oh my, well, and there were a bunch of people, you know, who were like, I'll wait until it comes to next gen, because it has to come to next gen.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't see that. I played the game. That. I played the whole damn game. I don't care. I want to play it again.
I didn't.
I haven't talked to it since I beat it. You know?
Yeah. I didn't play the whole damn game, so I may play it again. But
yeah.
I haven't played it at all. I might grab it when it comes on PC.
But
I don't think there are that many people who do that, though. That game sold out of the park, home run.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who really, really wanted to play it has played it already. Now, there might be a few people who are like, oh, sure, this game got a lot of buzz. Maybe I'll try it now. But there's not going to be that many people like that.
I don't think Rockstar would do it if the cost of porting it outweighed what they would gain.
Well,
buying these copies.
I think they'll make the most on it on PC. Like, I think there are definitely people on PC that they don't play consoles. They do want to play GTA. And they'll buy it there. Like, it just seemed like a weird slot for Sony to fill in where, like, the market for this is the PC. You're going to sell a good amount on PS4 and Xbox One, but it's going to be, like, a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what they sold originally, so.
Sure.
But Rockstar probably needed a front. You know, they probably wanted a front to announce that their game was coming to next-gen consoles. So
sure.
I bet Sony probably paid them the most, but I don't know. I mean, I have friends that specifically did not buy it because they knew they wanted it on next-gen consoles. So
see, like,
I have more than one friend. I mean, it's multiple people. I mean,
it's not a large
amount, but still.
I just don't know if I'm going to play it, like, right away. I don't know if I'm going to play it in September when it's coming out, or if I just wait until, like, you know, there's the inevitable sale on it.
I'm not paying $60 for that game again. That's not happening.
No.
Like, I've already done that, so.
That's Steam Christmas sale material right there.
Right.
Right. It's like, I can play it now on my new console. That's great. When I have nothing else to play and I can find it on sale, give it to me.
When Sony or Microsoft do one of their holiday sales and they're offering it at, like, you know, 30% off or 40% off, I'll pick it up then. Then they showed Batman Arkham Knight. I don't know. You guys excited about that still?
I am,
Batman's
actually, because Rocksteady
is just
What was that, Don?
Oh, I said I'm excited because Rocksteady's doing it. They didn't do the last one. I hated the last game. But
how come?
I don't know. It felt like maybe it was just more Batman, but at the same time, it just didn't feel like... I don't know. I didn't get into it for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Some of my problem with it was it definitely felt like more Batman, but it felt like a lesser version of Arkham City at that. And I didn't love Arkham City, so...
I loved it. And Batman, like Arkham Asylum, like, I loved that game. I loved Arkham City more. Like, it was, like, in my opinion, it was an improvement. I realize some people argue the other way around, but Arkham City, I loved that game to pieces. Like, it was my favorite one. and then it just felt like Arkham, whatever it was just
Origins.
More, you know? Like, it wasn't anything refreshing. So I have faith that Rocksteady is going to refresh it some and make whatever this next one is.
I hope it's their last one, though.
An improvement. Yes, I agree.
I could be done with Batman for a while after this.
Yeah, give it about 3-4 years off.
I don't want a Superman game, but if they give you one, I am not opposed to you playing it.
I'll play it. Thanks. Xbox One.
Appreciate it.
It's going to be an HD version of Superman 64.
Yes! Game of the year.
Yep.
Where's that been on all the, like, PSN and Xbox Live stars and, you know, classics?
Right. Like, why hasn't that been released on Virtual Console?
Just for fucking shits and giggles. It's still charge $10 for it.
I would buy a Wii U for that shit.
And then Sony closed it out with a CG trailer of Uncharted 4. Jeff did not like it.
No,
I thought it sucks.
Is he
hates fun.
No,
so, I hate Uncharted now. So
CGI, exactly that.
It was nothing. Funny. There was nothing to it. It was just like
it was a CG trailer. But like, I mean that we kind of knew that was like that team is fucked up.
Yeah,
there's no problem.
It's a miracle.
I mean, they could say nothing's going on, but there's shit going on. Like, they fired the guy who was playing the main villain. Like,
they fired him?
No, he left.
He left, but they cut him out of the game. Like, he is no longer in the game.
Yeah.
They're recasting
him, right? I guess they're not cutting the character at this point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, they evidently, like, recast, like, the way that villain is going to be even in the game. From what he was saying, so it's like sounds like
they're restarting.
Sounds like they are in disarray over there, and I don't know. The trailer looked cool though. I thought it was cool.
And he looks kind of old and haggard there. Like I guess it's been a long time since Uncharted 3. So, like I said with Batman, I hope this is their last Uncharted.
It won't be.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it'll
it's
be
basically like saying God of War Ascension was the last God of War game because we all know that shit's coming next year, right?
Oh yeah,
right.
They're in dire straits right now too, Santa Monica. Weren't they working on two games and
one of them did get cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we already know what the other one is, right? I feel like that one's been revealed.
But Sony is gonna say, hey, we need a God of War game. Studio, you're gonna do this shit.
You should just see if they just didn't make it Kratos and they did it with like Egyptian gods or something.
No. No, it'll be Egyptian gods, and he'll still be like, Ares!
Ares flees to Egypt.
Yep, that's going to be
protected by the gods of the Egyptian. So he's going to be fighting, like, mummies and stuff.
All right.
Ares is dead, isn't he? Who is he going to chase down, then?
He is dead.
Zeus is dead, too. Everyone is dead. That's the problem with another God of War. They've killed everyone.
Well,
like, who is Ares going to be angry at now?
Ares.
Kratos. There's no one left to be angry with.
Sure there is.
There's always somebody for Kratos to be angry at.
He'll be like, Kratos!
He'll just yell
random shit all the time and just be pissed off and angsty and stuff.
So that was Sony. Nintendo had their conference, and surprisingly...
That was a clean 40 minutes.
Yeah, and it was filled with awesomeness.
It was, surprisingly enough. All right, who's fucking snoring?
It wasn't me. Normally it's me, but it's not me.
It's Jeff.
Jeff would not... That's Don. Don is snoring. He does not like Nintendo. He hates fun.
Okay, well, all right.
There was something about a strategy game. I saw that. What is that?
I want to know why Don hates Nintendo, because I will probably agree with him.
It wasn't Pikmin 4. Jeff, what strategy game was it?
It was codenamed Steam.
Oh, yeah, that was the 3DS game that they announced.
The 3DS game they just announced today.
That wasn't their thing.
Yeah, they had an hour and a half on it, I think, so...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was...
Is that that treehouse thing?
It was a specific... announcement that they were doing specifically to reveal the new IP, which is like this steampunk strategy game, which I didn't look into it all that much. I just kind of followed what was going on Twitter. But
it's turn-based, third-person. Yeah. They said, like, Advance Wars with ground units.
Yeah. But yeah, they showed off a ton of stuff. Most of it I really thought was good.
Yeah, I was genuinely surprised. I mean, 90% of it isn't coming out this year, like the rest of E3, but...
Some of it is, though. So, Hyrule Warriors comes out in September.
Yep.
And surprisingly, that looks much better than I thought. Mm. And I was really concerned, like, people were saying that you can only play as Link, and there's going to be a bunch of different characters you can play as, a bunch of different zones, a bunch of different enemies. It actually looks like a lot of fun that they actually did a good job with it. They revealed the new Zelda, kind of, I guess.
Kind of, yeah. I was kind of disappointed to see that they're sticking with the Skyward Sword art style, because I don't think it shows off, like, the next-gen stuff like they showed in the Wii U demo, like, 2 years ago.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that they're bringing Zelda into modern gaming conventions sounds kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
World and stuff, you know. Yeah, welcome to 10 years ago.
And they said that, like, specifically that is, like, that Zelda has been very linear. Like, there's always kind of been a path that you kind of had to follow. Even when they gave you the option to choose stuff, it was kind of very clear what your choice should be. They've had to redesign the game based on being able to just go anywhere from the get-go. So that sounded pretty cool. What else did they show? They showed Smash Brothers. They revealed a bunch of new characters for that. They revealed Pac-Man after their conference.
Pac-Man?
Yes, they did.
Pac-Man. Yeah, he
has. Why was that the first thing you said when I got on here? You knew that Pac-Man would be everywhere.
Anthropomorphic Pac-Man.
Yeah, it is it's a creepy looking Pac-Man. I will play all the time in Smash Bros. Pac-Man though. So
there's a Pac-Man level too, isn't there? It looked like a regular maze, but you just
I believe so. Yeah. I'm not a huge Smash fan, but that game was fun.
And they did the Amiibo stuff right after
that. Yeah, they revealed the Amiibos, which is basically their version of Skylanders or Disney Infinity, but it's used across different games. It actually sounds pretty cool what they're doing with it. And if you play Disney Infinity or Skylanders on your Wii U, the Amiibos will have special functionality with those versions of the game. So
the one problem I see with that, because is that Reggie said that if the figure falls off the controller, like, it has to remain on the controller the whole time you're using it. So you're like, you have to, like, be real careful with it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work out.
Like, it's not a separate portal that just sits on your desk like the Skylanders stuff. It's
right
in your hands moving around, like, when you're moving around. And
yeah, we'll definitely have to see how that all works out. But the figures look good. I don't think they announced a price on any of them, but
no.
They look pretty good.
$35.
They showed Yoshi's Woolly World.
I like the look of that. Yeah.
Right? It looks beautiful. It's basically like yarn figures, like stuffed yarn figures at that, in this kind of like 2D platformer world. The art style is just beautiful.
The only thing that pissed me off about that game is, like, they showed that off, like, a year ago, didn't they? It was, like, Yoshi Yarn.
Yeah, Yoshi, I think they called it then. And it kind of looked like a Kirby's Epic Yarn, where the figures were kind of 2D outlines. And that looked interesting, too, but yeah, they've reimagined what this whole thing is.
Sony was freaking out.
I was?
Sitting, like, static.
Yeah, somebody's staticky.
Is it me?
It's Don. Don is
you.
I'm muted right now. I was muted for a second.
Oh.
I'm muting right now because I'm coughing.
Oh, I was playing with the wire. I'm sorry.
Damn it. Leave your wire alone until the show's over.
okay. So they showed that. They showed
Oh god, now you sound like a robot.
It's much worse.
Oh, no, really?
It's falling. Everything's falling apart.
My headset's dying.
Oh my god, robot Chris is gonna kill us all.
This is awesome. Best episode ever.
It's like crushing my skull.
You guys not hear me at all.
Oh god, we can hear you.
Oh, that's great.
Not through the cloud of static.
I can hear you. Keep going, man. Keep going. Just push through.
Oh my god.
That is the worst laugh ever. Oh my god.
Oh no, Tony's voice is turning into it too.
Wait. I am?
No, you're fine. It was Chris overpowering you.
It's me. It's me. It was Chris overpowering you.
Oh my god, dude.
I love this world.
Right. Alright, I'm gonna host the show from now on, even though I'm totally wasted.
It might be your headset, Chris.
Yeah, I think you need a headset.
I mean, I also saw the Nintendo conference if we need to continue the battle.
Talk about it. Does Chris just start, like, leaning towards the left or something? If you find, like, the right angle, you need to put your head at.
So they had the Yoshi game. They went in during the conference between like first looks, which was like their reveal trailers, and their developer stories, where it was like a weird interview with everybody about making the game. And Yoshi had that, but I mean, what is everyone still into the whole yarn aesthetic? Because they did that with Kirby.
I didn't like it in Kirby either.
I like Yoshi games though. I'm not that big into Kirby games. So.
I hope they don't do what they did with Kirby with the difficulty, because the difficulty in Kirby's Epic Yarn ruined it for me.
Why?
Because it was too easy. You could not fail.
It was a child's game.
Kirby's supposed to be easy, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Not like that.
The other Kirby game that they talked about seemed more modern and stuff, but in this one they talked about it's more about exploration and stuff, so while it may not be a challenge in, like, difficulty of, like, you know, enemies and things like that, it might be like a lot of hidden areas and puzzles and things like that.
Kirby's Epic Yarn had no fail state, so whenever you died, like, you immediately came back. It was like a Lego game.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think there looked like areas. There are enemies and there looked like areas you could fall and stuff. I'm not sure how they deal with that necessarily.
In Kirby's Epic Yarn, it had the same thing. There were secret areas you could find, there were holes you could fall into, enemies could knock you out, but you instantly came back, and you didn't have lives, and it was just, it didn't feel right for a platformer.
Yeah, I think this one had lives. I'm not entirely sure, I have to go back and look at the footage, but it also is co-op, so there'll be all those extra Yoshis running around in there. It looked fun enough, I think, for people who are desperate for something to play, it'll be worth picking up. I believe the thing they talked about afterwards was the Toad game, like Captain Toad's Secret Treasure
Hunter or something. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think of that? It looked like basically a Galaxy spinoff with Toad.
Well, it looked like in like the last Mario game, there were these Toad levels, and I remember me and Chris were like both huge fans of them, and I remember saying like they should make a whole game of this, and that's kind of what it looked like, man.
Okay, it's called Treasure Tracker. Yeah. And Chris is typing to us right now that he says awesome.
Because we can't hear him because he's been taken over by a robot.
Yep, AI. The robots have finally won. That's what he gets. but, yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. I don't know if it... I guess it's a full retail game, but I'm not sure what they'll do to make it different than just putting Mario in it. Like, is it a Mario game with just Toad?
No, like, the Toad levels were more puzzle-based, and you're, like, walking around kind of like a cube.
Oh, okay.
And that's what, like, a lot of that looked like, but, like, with greater aspirations thrown in, like, big boss battles and stuff.
Okay, yeah, Chris says it's like Fez. That's what I was thinking when you guys said Cube, but, okay. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm all down with them exploring characters other than Mario, at least.
I think it'll be good. Like, I think it's going to be a fun game. Like, I'll buy it. I don't give a fuck.
I know the entire world has been crying out for the past 20 years for a greater exploration of Toad as a character.
Of course. You know, how many people have been like, Toad doesn't get the respect he deserves.
Look what happened with Luigi.
No one. Yeah, and then look what happened to Nintendo when they tried.
The year of Toad. I can see it now. It sounds like a plague. Like a biblical plague. Like Toad's falling from the sky.
Oh, god damn it. I'm trying to remember what was after that. I'm going to go in... I think Zelda was right after that. And we just talked about open world Zelda and things like that. Trying to not run out of order here, but who knows. There was Bayonetta 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not sure what everyone thinks about that. I think it looks like if Sailor Moon was made into a video game. So... whatever.
I love the first Bayonetta. That if there's any game that could possibly make me buy a Wii U, if that hit the right notes, Bayonetta 2 would be the game.
Well, lucky for you, they're including the original Bayonetta with Bayonetta 2. Interesting. Which I think is smart because it wasn't available on Nintendo consoles last generation. It wouldn't have run on them.
Right. I thought that was a cool like thing right at the end of the trailer.
So that looks really neat. And I was watching a bunch of there's a huge, like, almost 25-minute demo floating around the internet right now that looks really neat. Then they talked about Splatoon, which is their new IP.
It looks really fun, honestly.
It does. It's basically like a ink-based shooter where it's 4v4 online multiplayer. Everyone runs around the map spraying ink everywhere, and your characters are like squid people, so they can dive straight into the ink and use it as a traversal mechanism. They can jump all over the place. I wasn't sure what the goal of the game was. There might be different modes.
I think the goal is to have more ink.
Okay, because there were also times where I saw characters pop up and shoot other players, and I wasn't sure if there was a mode where you were competing for points, or if you're doing like Kristen's typing, the team with the most coverage wins. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, like whoever has more ink on the map wins, and that'll be combined with combat, I would imagine. You know, like
so you would basically just be doing it to get rid of the other player, so that way you can't be spraying shit all over there.
Okay. I think it's a different idea. Like it's an interesting approach to like multiplayer shooter. You know,
absolutely. How is my fear originally was online, but I've heard from a lot of people that online has been working out pretty well for people on the Wii U. Is that true?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Like, they do certain, like Mario Kart, it works great, right? Like, there's no problems, except you can only voice chat with your friends in the lobby before the race, so you can't even, like, talk shit during the race. Like, that doesn't make sense, you know? But, like, the online works just fine. Like, you don't have any issues with it. Like, it...
All right. I hope when Smash comes out, it'll keep the same strength and things like that, and,
let you chat. Like, dude, like, what's Monster Hunter 3 on Wii U, you could use the built-in mic on the gamepad at all times, the whole time you're playing. It's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? So, I think it's a case-by-case situation, but it works just fine, you know?
Yeah, it looks really unique. I'm glad that Nintendo all of a sudden woke up and was like, we should let our guys make different games. So, you know, granted, some of them are Yoshi, Mario, you know, Mario characters like Yoshi and Toad and things like that. But then we have things like Splatoon and stuff that is coming straight out of Nintendo. Like, they're not...
Yeah.
And being published by them. So, I'm all down for them exploring different sides of what that company can do instead of beating us over the head with Mario games like they've been doing for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, there it is. Thank you, Jeff. Not Jeff, Chris. Somebody's talking to me.
He's the voice, the robot voice inside your ear.
No, yeah, he's like the teleprompter.
The robot voice.
So one of the things that was rumored literally right before the show was this Mario Maker, where you could use the stylus on the Wii U pad to essentially, you know, have a graphical interface to build your own 2D Mario levels. And turns out that's a thing that exists. You can switch between both the 2D and 3D graphic aesthetics while making it. I'm not sure if once you're in game, if the levels can be rendered as both, or if you have to choose when you output it. But yeah, it's basically like Photoshop for Mario levels, or Little Big Planet for Mario levels. It's probably a better way to describe it.
Wait, Chris beat Jeff in Mario Kart?
Yeah, he did.
Seeing this now.
Yeah, he did.
This happened.
Yeah,
God damn it, Jeff, how bad are you? You're worse than a 50cc racer?
No, I'm pretty good at it. Like, I will say he raced well, but I had bad races, like, where I just, like, got fucking bombarded by shit, so. Sure. It was a combination of factors, but it was close overall. But Mario Maker.
Yeah, Mario Maker. So, I don't know. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, that's a really forward-thinking move on Nintendo's part. Like,
it's cool.
To let everyone... Now, the question is how much they'll let you do with it, of course, right? How many levels can you do, screens, etc.
The question for me is, would I ever do anything on it, which is no, except play other levels that people made, and I don't think I want it, so...
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Sure.
It's good. Like, some people will get a lot out of it.
Yeah. I don't know. NES, New Super Mario 6, yeah. Do you switch between both of those while building the level, whether or not you can do that after the level is output to, like, the store? Who knows? I don't know if you can do that. Chris says, give me all the Marios. I'm sure there will be plenty of those. I just wonder if you'll be able to string a bunch of levels together and make like your own Mario game, or if it'll be one level at a time on the like marketplace or whatever, or how they'll do any of that stuff. That will determine, I think, how successful this game really is in terms of community and things like that. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is that something you guys would pick up, Tony, Jeff?
I'm not into games where you have to build your own levels.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't find that as an attractive feature.
And that's totally understandable. You know, there are a lot of people who, you know, it's the modders of the community who will be like, holy shit, I can develop my own Mario game now.
Well, like...
The most attractive thing about Mario is the fact that the level design is so fantastic. Like, it's as good as it gets. And to, like... put that in the hands of a bunch of amateurs, it's not going to feel like Mario. Like, the reasons I reach for Mario as a platformer are the level design.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there are people out there, like, the people who create those fantastic Little Big Planet levels will look at this and be like, nah, I can do it in Mario. And I wouldn't be surprised if you can get, you know, amazing 2D experiences that way as well. Sure, there'll be a bunch of, like, idiots and 5-year-olds who just put together nonsense, but there'll be... lots of shit, like Chris said, yeah. But those you know, diamonds in the rough there, so to speak, that I think will, you know, be the levels you see highlighted on Kotaku and all that stuff. Like,
I think there'll be great levels on it, but, like, I'm kind of with Tony, where it's, like, a big part of that game is making your levels, which I'm not interested in doing. And, you know, I mean, basic 2D Mario, I've played a shit ton of it anyways. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's cool. Maybe I'd get it. Maybe I could be convinced if there's another drought where there's, like, no games on Wii U for a year, I'd buy it. That is Wii U as well, right?
Yes. Yep, that is all Wii U. Yeah, they didn't talk about 3DS whatsoever. Except, you know, briefly mentioning that Smash Brothers was coming.
Yeah.
They left 3DS out pretty much entirely out of their whole briefing.
That's not good.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Let's leave out our most successful platform, because, makes sense.
But, yeah, then they had a trailer for Xenoblade Chronicles X. I never played the original one. Chris says they did 3DS over the next 5 hours. Yeah, after they live streamed the press conference, their Treehouse live stream, I guess, was all 3DS focused. But still, all the media and everyone else was paying attention to that press conference. I closed the window after that, so, you know, they could have just added another 15 minutes of 3DS stuff. And...
no, that would make sense. They can't do that.
Yeah. Did anyone play the original Xenoblade Chronicles?
Chris did, I think.
Chris says he did. You guys didn't? I don't know.
No.
Chris, what are your thoughts? You could just type it to me and...
Type quickly, Chris. We'll read your thoughts to our audience at large.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Right. Excellent insight, Chris. Thank you for that offer.
That denotes sequel. There it is.
Why isn't Chris, like, replugging his headphones or something?
It's on the headphones, but I think there is a distinct possibility that he is an Android now.
I am.
Oh, he's back.
All right.
Hey.
Does that sound okay?
Yes,
it does.
See, I figured it out. I'm a fucking scientist.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, well, so they showed Xenoblade. It was just a kind of a CG demo. And then they showed Star Fox, kind of. That's a thing that's coming.
Yep, they showed tank levels and regular, you know, old
Star Fox.
Done by EA, right?
Huh?
No,
done by EA, right?
No, Star Fox? No, that's
a joke,
all.
It's a joke. Sorry.
Was it on rails, Star Fox, or was it open world, fly around all the place, Star Fox?
I think it's supposed to be more open worldish. I know in the interviews they were talking about trying to get away from the on rails stuff by
They actually showed Star Fox?
Not at the press conference, but yes, literally right after that, there's stuff up on IGN and all those sites about they had two playable like kiosks there, one with the tank levels and one with the
get out
the other stuff. Yeah, well, they basically it's alpha footage more or less. Like they were like, there's barely any graphics and stuff there, but they're starting to build levels and stuff.
Because like I remember at the very end of the conference, they showed him playing something with Star Fox, but it looks like they blurred it out or something.
They did. That was the dumbest shit ever. I was like, why would you not end your conference by announcing Star Fox? Instead, we got another Smash character. And a tease at what a Smash Brothers anime would look like, which...
That made no sense. That was really weird. And then, but then they have Miyamoto sitting there, and he's like, I've been making games that use the gamepad. And, like, you could kind of see him play something on the screen that was all blurred out, but it was obviously Star Fox. There's, like, a plane flying around in the middle of the screen.
And then,
like,
10 minutes later, all the sites on Twitter light up. Nintendo announces new Star Fox for Wii U. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, and there's a good chance that it's not even going to be a game. You know what I mean? Like, if it's that early...
No. He said... The way he stated it was that they fool around with design mechanics and all that stuff before they settle down. And when they nail it all down, they start applying the graphics to it. So if they've already started that, this is a game. And he said they're going to partner with another studio to get it out by the end of 2015.
Hold my breath for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play it, but... Give me fucking some Metroid. Just saying.
Yeah.
And then evidently Nintendo saved the Itagaki game Devil's Third.
Which looks terrible.
Yeah, I heard it did not look very good. I did not see any footage of it, but...
It's not worth seeing. I just thought it was weird that Nintendo's trying to be all, like, weird and edgy by releasing some of these, like, M-rated games, like, you know...
But they have no clue what to fucking... Yeah.
No, but I think, you know... Part of it probably has to do with the fact that he's Japanese, you know? Like,
oh, sure, and...
they can't pull any American companies into this, so they're just like, what's left?
And they need games for their system, so... This is a game.
Yeah, it's a game, yeah, sure, but... Oh, God.
Yeah, but that was about it for... There was a bunch of other stuff they kind of showed, like, after the press conference, but...
Yeah, there were those two new IPs that Miyamoto was working on, like, Project Guard and Project, like, Robot or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't see the Robot one. I heard about the other one.
I mean, there's lots of cool stuff coming from Nintendo. I thought they definitely had the most interesting show with the stuff I most wanted to play right then.
I thought their presentation, just in how they did it, was really
it was fun.
The robot chicken skits.
Yeah.
And then having Miyamoto and Reggie, like, fight each other in a Dragon Ball Z-style fight. I was like, sure. Like, at least Nintendo's embracing some sense of fun.
Well, and they made fun of themselves, too.
Yeah.
They had, like, the fake press conference going on, and the journalist in the front row yells about Star Fox. And,
I like how at the end Reggie's just like, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
We want new, like, Metroid, so?
And then he burns the journalist with his laser eyes. And,
it was pretty good. It was pretty well done, the whole thing.
And there was Link is in the break room, like the fancy Link, he's in the break room, and then Wind Waker Link shows up, and he's like, they told me you weren't going to be here! And then they had Bowser there next to Peach, sorry about, like, kidnapping you, like, 27 times.
Can I have that last donut?
Can I have that last donut? She takes the donut and walks away. Like, they did a really good job of just kind of making fun of themselves, and the fact that, like, yeah, they've been doing a lot of this stuff over and over again, but, you know, it's stuff that is still really good and stuff that we really kind of still want, so.
I just wonder if it will help them in the end.
I don't know, but
there's something to be said about having a show that is that very much on focus, very much on point. Like, I enjoyed their show more than anybody else's because it was definitely directed at entertaining their fans and showing off the stuff that they needed to show off. Where
yeah,
the other ones, I'm not sure what the hell they were doing half the time.
I think in terms of games that I want and will buy, Sony probably had the most things that were that like appeal to my tastes. But Nintendo is definitely a close runner-up in just how hard you can see they're putting in effort now because they're not. They went from, you know, King of the Hill all the way down to below the dirt, more or less, in terms of their standing.
Right, and hopefully, I hope that this stuff really turns out for them. Like, they made some really smart choices in the games they're making and supporting. And, I mean, I'm not big on Bayonetta, but, like, as Tony said, like, that might be a game that gets him to buy it.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I'm already signed up to buy one once Smash comes out. And, you know, anything else on that, in my opinion, is just extra for me to play.
Gotta get Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about it has a little bit of momentum now. I noticed a lot of people all of a sudden. I've been getting a lot of friend requests, put it that way, in the last week or so. Since
yeah,
Mario,
it's really good. So, Jeff,
but
you
Smash. Oh, go ahead.
No, well, go, finish up with your Nintendo bit.
Oh, I was just going to say, if Smash can't move units,
they then both will. I think Mario Kart moves units almost more, but there's a very rabid Smash community, so I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully that works out for him. Jeff, before we close this out, you said that there was a question about the Assassin's Creed thing.
Yes.
You want to ask that, then we can clear that up and wrap this up.
Sleep.
Sleep is for the week.
Oh, boy. There were several questions.
All right, well, we'll save most of them for next week, but let's do the Assassin's Creed ones since we talked about that
Justin
one.
Asks, what are your thoughts on Ubisoft not having female co-op characters?
This ties into the controversy, I guess, where Ubisoft kind of came out and said they were confronted about whether there would be co-op female characters, and they said there wouldn't be. They did not have the resources to handle that it would take.
They didn't have any females working there.
Right. Not a single one. They couldn't find them.
Right.
They didn't have binders full of women. Okay, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that
the controversy? Because they didn't have the resources? That's why people are butthurt over this?
Well, it's just the way kind of Ubisoft went about it. They could have just said no.
Right, number one, they do have the resources. That's, like, you've said something that is flatly untrue as a defense for why you didn't do this. If it was, we don't really want to put women in our game, fine.
I'd be like, well, we didn't even think of that.
Well, yeah,
that could also be it. They just never considered it as an option. But that's probably also not true.
It's fucking anti-women, so, sorry.
So
I think they have the resources, but at some point they're like, you know what? We want to spend our time on other things.
Sure. Which is fine.
But I think in this day and age, in a game with this broad sort of appeal, where you're allowing people to choose what characters they want to be, you can throw a female character in that mix. It's not impossible. And don't pretend that there's some sort of, like, inassailable objection to this, because there's not.
No, there's not, but is there actually character customization in this game?
It's not customization, it's just you can choose to be a whatever, a thing.
Okay, that's the worst argument ever, then. I mean, there's no... Who cares? Like, you can't choose to be a female. Like, I'm sorry?
Well, that should have been what their approach was, instead of, we don't have the resources, we don't have...
Yeah,
like,
they
definitely came off as... we weren't expecting this, so we don't know what to say, and that's just
kind of...
It was incredibly tone-deaf.
Yeah.
Incredibly.
Like,
at the same time,
it's
just kind of like...
I think people blown this way out of proportion.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe I'm just drunk, who knows.
No,
that's possible. I think this is just going too far.
I think the same way, but at the same time, it's also like, why didn't they just why wouldn't you just include a female skin in the first place? Like,
yeah, right.
Why? True. How did you not think of that? Well, like,
and this is coming from a guy that, like, usually I tend to pick the female characters.
Me too. I always do. Fucking Mass Effect.
So,
I always
at the same time,
the hot chick.
I think this is just being way out of proportion.
Yeah. Like, people, like, really kind of blew up about it, seemed like. And it was like,
well,
you know, like, look at the controversies
well,
at this
just,
point.
I definitely...
Everyone's looking at a way for to attack, you know, everyone else, just because, you know, that's the nature of the business now.
Well, no, because this is a hot-button issue to begin with, though. This isn't, like, this isn't about one game. It is in an industry that has constantly lead itself towards the male perspective and ignored females.
Okay.
If this were just one thing that happened one time, okay, fine. But it's not. It's like it's the continuation of an industry paradigm. Everyone has behaved in this way, and to just excuse to toss it out like you never considered this, like you never thought about it. I mean, you have been confronted with this issue constantly, and Ubisoft's response has been, "Well, we just didn't have the resources. It was completely impossible."
It's a game that has had female skins and female characters in the series in the past. Like,
right.
It's a weird thing. Like,
a female lead character for one of their games.
Right. And there's a way that they could have worked. Like, the person that they had on it probably should have just kept their mouth shut. Like, I don't know until they could have had a real response.
That's probably true, but is it really worth, like, blowing up like this over it?
That's the thing. It's
not
going to
change anything.
For, like,
I mean, it's not.
Oh yeah, no. I bet. I guarantee. Day one patch, there is a female character added to the game. Guarantee it.
I'll apologize when that happens, but I don't think that everyone blowing up in this big.
But I also think like David Jaffe
in this particular case.
David Jaffe had something to say about, like, not so much. Just about kind of the situation in general, and he was like, hey, like, you know, you could say whatever you want to the developers, but at the end of the day, the only thing that really makes them take notice is if you don't buy their shit.
Exactly.
So if you don't like this, like, then change
it
by not buying their shit. But the reality is people are going to still go out and buy Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
Like, and so at the end of the day, you don't really care. Like,
no, it's just people looking for an excuse to get attention on Twitter by, you know, flaming other people and
right.
No, see, I think that diminishes by saying that kind of thing, that diminishes the other portions of this controversy. Like, this is a huge issue. Female characters in games is a massive, massive issue. Like, you look at almost every game cover and it's always like a single man holding a gun. And normally it's a white man. Like, diversity in game characters is something that needs to be expanded.
But I mean,
I 100% agree.
The other side of that, though, is, like, diversity in video games in general needs to be expanded because the people that are making this are, you know, white guys.
Overwhelmingly white men.
Right.
Yes.
And the, as creators, they're going to create stuff that relates to them. Like, so they're going to create games that star white dudes. Or, you know, where they rescue the heroine or whatever.
Those, like, hot bitches.
But, like, and the only way that's going to change is by these people that want this change to kind of get involved in this and go out and make your own games and make a Gone Home or, you know, make a Tomb Raider. And I know that that's, like, that's hard. And it's a whole lot easier to just complain about this stuff. But
right.
Until, like, you get in there and do it yourself... It's never going to change.
It's not. I think it's a decade or so at least away from changing, like in this drastic portion everyone wants it to change in. And
I don't know. I think you're starting to see it, though. I mean, Titanfall launched. You could play every class, male or female.
Sure.
Okay. Call of Duty has finally figured out that they should probably include a female character. Like, this kind of thing is already changing.
And
I think when Ubisoft came out, that was a step backwards.
What they said definitely was, like, and it's weird because Jade Raymond is, you know, one of their biggest spokespeople, and she's one of the biggest names in the industry for women, and, like, this is coming from her company.
Right.
Yeah.
Has she released a statement on this, by the way?
I don't believe so.
Probably not. She's probably been silenced by corporate, I imagine.
Probably.
Well, I'm sure that after that statement came out, everybody was silenced by corporate.
Like, yes, Ubisoft is like, everyone shut up now.
You guys
please.
Can't talk. Do not talk. Please don't talk.
We've said enough already.
And there'll probably be a more, you know, more measured response in the coming days, I would assume. But right now, it's definitely a hot button issue. And
yeah, Ubisoft will wait. They'll damper down the talk, and there will be some sort of action, I guarantee. Because despite them saying they don't have the resources to apply to this, they do, and they will.
Well, and like it just kept getting more and more contentious. Like you have a current Naughty Dog animator who used to work on the Assassin's Creed team, and he was saying that like at worst this is like a 2 or 3 day fix.
Yeah,
and they were saying it was going to take months and months, like.
And then they would come out and be like, oh, okay, well, you're right. It's not about the animations, it's about getting voice actors. And then they would be like, no, that, and they're constantly like on the defensive about this. Like,
right, because their first response was stupid. Like, it shouldn't have been that. No, we just like, no, that's the answer. No.
That's impossible. What is a woman?
I mean, or whatever. Like that's not how we envision this game, and left it at that. Like, maybe in the future we'll have female co-op players. I don't know, but the way they handled it definitely was stupid. It's so weird. But I kind of just wanted to shut off Twitter today. I really did.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the proper word for it is at this point in the evening, but you know, the reason I made the statement I made was because people like games just bitch about things, you know? Like, I understand this is a pressing topic, women's rights, I understand that, I do, but at the same time, The way the gaming community reacts to things,
we're
way
toxic.
That
the gaming community
is
toxic.
It's disgusting.
Humanity, really, but yes, the gaming
community.
Right.
To go on Twitter and see people always bitching about something.
Exactly.
I understand why a lot of these issues. I just wish that for like a day I could go through my Twitter feed and not see a thread about something.
Like,
I thought everyone's just like happy, like, oh my god, they made a new Zelda, and like that's just everyone said that day. It's like, I was happy.
Yeah, like,
but then there would be Dawn that said, oh god, a new Zelda, what the fuck else are they gonna do?
I will say though, and something like this, like, I am sure that whoever at Ubisoft, at whatever point they made this decision, they weren't trying to be misogynistic. I don't think a lot of men notice when they are.
Right.
I think there is a certain lack of, yeah, I mean, there's a certain lack of, you know, teaching a lot of men, like, women's rights issues and like, giving them the knowledge that they would need to, like, look at something like that and say, oh, you're right, that is kind of misogynistic.
You know, how to treat
Oops.
A bra, right.
Like, if you walk into, like, a women's studies course at a college, like, the room is full of women. There are no men in there.
I've heard they chase them out.
I took women's studies courses, damn it. Isn't that, like...
And how many women were in there and how many men?
There was me and a bunch of hot chicks.
Yeah, and that's why you took it, right, Jeff?
Exactly. Oh, what did you take away from that, Jeff, right. Other than the hot chicks?
About 7 people's virginity.
Nice.
But that's how it goes. It's like, okay, women's study, it's a women's issue, so women go talk about it. You know what? Men should probably know something about that, too.
100%.
Yeah, right.
I think that's one thing. I just wanted to think I'd be belittling the issue or the problem.
That's one thing, though.
I'm getting exhausted by all of this. It's not even that single thing when people just bitch about anything.
Right.
It's just a little...
Which is why it makes me care less about things like
this.
And it is a big issue.
Think, that there are better ways to do it and, you know, complaining.
Like what? See, I always see these things like when a woman is like sexually harassed at an event and she says something, well, she's probably lying. And if she doesn't say anything, well, then she wanted it. And there's like this scale that's different for women when they're complaining about women's issues that kind of makes it difficult for them to speak up.
No, I understand that, but like what we're talking about here is like they didn't make a female playable character in the game. It's like, why is it assumed that you have to do that? Like, it doesn't mean they're misogynistic.
Exactly.
Like, Conker had a set of balls, and you couldn't do a female version of Conker. Like, I don't know. I just don't see, like, it's to me, it's like grasping for straws a little bit. Like,
it's like finding something to bitch about, basically.
So this is how it came across to a lot of people.
Okay.
I didn't spend time creating a women's character because creating female characters isn't important. That's how Ubisoft came across.
Sure.
Yeah,
Now, when you say, okay, fine, well, they didn't really... But that's how they sounded. They sounded like having female characters in their games is not as important as having male characters. And that's pretty wrong to say something like that.
It's wrong. I don't know.
That's responding to them getting asked the question in the first place.
I don't want to argue anymore.
But you know,
I see your point.
The question needs to be asked. It's why are there no female characters here?
Yeah, it's a bad response, I would say.
It is.
But the question needs to be asked because there's no female characters. Like, have they spent the time on creating a female character to begin with to go along with how many male characters do they have that are playable in co-op?
Yeah, but then you gotta include, you know, black people and Asians, and, you know, why is there no Asian characters you play as?
Right.
But the game doesn't take place in an Asian place, but there are women everywhere.
I'm sure there are Asians there.
There's Asians. No, I'm just saying. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, it just seems
like this. It's a game in, you know, 18th century France. How many? How diverse do you want it to be? But
there's gotta be at least one.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't have to be one.
Why the fuck is he an assassin?
I'm on the side that is not offended, not at least by the game, the choices that the game makers made, but like how they respond to it, whatever.
You have a point, Tony. You have a point.
And in no way am I disagreeing with you. I'm just talking about it more of a fan of video game wide issue of just the fact that we are never satisfied by anything ever.
Thank you.
And
perfect.
The way we go about doing it is by bitching instead of voting with our wallets. We would rather have our cake and eat it too. We want to pretend that we're making a difference by yelling on a computer to say we're never going to see it, and then go out and buy the product and play the game because we actually still want to play, but we want to seem like we're social justice warriors.
But why can't I have my cake and eat it too, though? What if I'm a woman who likes Assassin's Creed and wants to play as myself?
I'll promise you this. Sucks. I ain't gonna buy Assassin's Creed.
I can't.
You can't play as a woman.
I can't play Assassin's Creed at all? That's my option? I'm banned from the game because I'm a woman who wants to play as a woman? Like, that's wrong, too.
You want to make a stand.
No, but nobody's telling you that. The point is...
That is what you're telling me. You are telling me that since there is no female character and I want a female character, that I should not buy this game at all. But what if I like Assassin's Creed?
How else do you expect...
What if my only objection is that there is no female character?
Don't bitch about it then, if you're not willing.
So I shouldn't complain. So I should just say nothing and have nothing change ever.
Absolutely.
That is.
But I think
go back to the kitchen. Get back in the kitchen.
See,
I didn't
that's
say
what
that.
I'm saying. Like, what is the path that I am supposed to take as a person who likes X? I say, well, there's a problem with X, but I like the rest of X. I should just ignore the fact that it exists.
You need to make the choice.
I think you should take a look at how important of an issue that is to you. Because if something bothers you enough that you're willing to complain about it and try and talk
But you just told me I shouldn't complain about it, that I should vote with my wallet.
Sure,
because you're sick of hearing me complain.
But at the end of the day, Tony, like the only thing these corporations really care about is their bottom line.
That's right.
Like, so if...
Yeah.
I think we've gotten to a point with social media where we can make them care about it in other ways. I think you can carry the conversation to a point. I think you have made changes in EA. Even though EA's bottom line is fine, I think social media has changed that company in significant ways.
How so? I'm just curious as an example.
I think the things that you saw with Mass Effect 3, which had great sales, But they had to rewrite the ending to that fucking game because so many people complained about it on social media.
That was...
I think you saw them have a concept for SimCity that was all EA. They're like, we want multiplayer. We want this in the game. And people are like, you know what? We don't like that. We don't think it works. EA went and redesigned the game. They're like, okay, here's the game with an offline portion. You can play it offline now. So there's two fantastic examples.
I think the SimCity one came out of the fact that reviews came out and they were terrible, and that probably did affect.
No! Look at the reviews for SimCity; they are very good.
I think
very good.
Polygon one, I guess. that changed significantly as time went on.
The problem with SimCity's reviews was that they all came out before the game launched on the servers.
Yeah.
So that all the feedback for that game came from not from the reviewers, but from social media.
But at the end of the day, that game also didn't perform as well as EA had wanted.
Yeah, and then they're scrambling to put all those features back in so people will go and buy the game. I think the Microsoft situation is a perfect example of numbers versus pure talk, where like they came out in E3 talking about all those things they were going to do with the family sharing and the DRM and all that stuff, and people flipped their shit, and it wasn't until pre-order numbers came in on the systems that they saw they were way below where they needed to be compared to where the PlayStation was, and that's where that emergency switch came.
I think those two things happen simultaneously. I think you're making a distinction there that's not really exists.
I think if people could complain all they want, and Microsoft would have eventually been like, you're going to buy it anyways, kind of like you guys did with Windows 8. Everyone bitched and moaned about that.
Yeah,
everyone has it now.
No, that's not true. My company does not use Windows 8. We don't think it works.
Neither.
Yeah, a lot of companies don't use it. Like, from a corporate level, Windows 8 has not been successful.
No, I mean, if everyone's still stuck on XP.
Well, not anymore. It's just
no, thankfully they
didn't
support
on
that.
I think in terms of Xbox One specifically, I think Peter might be right. Like, I don't know if those changes would have come about if their pre-order numbers had been higher.
And if they would have been so severe. I mean, they literally took everything out and made it exactly what the PlayStation was because they saw that that was what was selling. And in the end, that was people voting with their wallet, and it worked. And, you know, sure, everyone complained and bitched about it. Yeah, there was all that miscommunication, there was the terrible press, and that all certainly led to the bad sales, which led to the change that everybody wanted.
Right.
I mean, I think you're right, Tony. I think there can definitely be people complaining about this. It's just directing it at the right people, though. Like, I saw a lot of people just kind of lashing out and not directing it anywhere. Like, you're complaining about Ubisoft, but you're not directing it at them. You're just making it out there being like, no, point your anger at them. Like, right.
I also think the way we complain,
you know, like,
makes
like,
people
this is
not
like,
want
like,
to listen
Tony,
to
you,
us.
You mentioned it yourself. Like, you said that, it's a common problem in the industry, so if people are bitching, they're bitching at the industry. They're not bitching at Ubisoft.
And, Pete, you're exactly right about the way they complain. Like, there was that whole thing with, was it Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity? One of those. And, like, they made that stupid comment about Watch Dogs and you know, how it was teaching children to hack.
Press the X button, guys,
yeah.
And hack the world.
But the comments from our community, from the gaming community on that, directed towards him, were just so toxic that I wouldn't listen to them if I were him at any, like, oh, you should die in a fire, faggot. Like,
if anything,
right.
Like, reinforces the belief of what
right,
they're saying.
Right, like, everything that he said, you're proving, like, He says these things are bad, like that it makes bad people, and you are coming through with that in flying colors because you are a bad person. And like, I understand that you're angry that he's kind of attacking this, but like, there needs to be a way to express it in a mature way, directed at the right people.
And like, I think something like that would then gather attention and get something done. But all those people who are trying are drowned out by the millions of morons who still want to act like they're 13 on the internet.
It's a complex issue, and it's not something that's going to be solved overnight. I think Tony might be right that day one there may be a patch in there, or
guarantee. We'll put money on it.
I'm sure enough of a stink has been made on all these sites now that will probably be the case.
I don't think they'll apologize. They'll wait for the Fuhrer to die down, and then they'll be like, "Oh, by the way, day one, get access to the Cortisone skin or whatever it is."
It won't even be a press thing or anything. It'll just be a patch note.
Right.
They don't want to bring to light the fact that any of this was caused by public outroar, because God forbid people change how they do their things and stuff.
But I will apologize for my comment previously and backpedal and say that I was wrong. If they do that, I will apologize and say I was wrong. But all right. I don't see that happening.
I'm noting the time, Don.
That's fine. You do that, sir. And I'll see you here in 6 months.
And you can apologize to me. Apologize to me personally.
I will do that.
It's a shame that this is what's kind of taken over the E3 kind of news cycle.
And that's the thing. I wonder what it would have been if it weren't this. And that was sort of my thing of, like, we always look for something to complain about.
What else would we have bitched about?
What other random thing would have suddenly come out of nowhere and been like...
Mario Maker? What the fuck?
Like...
How come there's no Peach Maker? I want that. God,
there it is.
I will say this, I enjoy most of the stuff Polygon puts out, but they often are looking for topics like this to kind of pounce on. Like there was an article on, I guess the day after the press conferences, so day one. Stating that there were more severed heads than there were female presenters. You're trying to get something, you know what this industry is, and you're trying to get a rise out of people, and you're doing it in such an amateurish way. There's a way to approach this topic in a different fashion.
I think the interesting thing about the way Polygon is set up, they have a lot of diversity on that staff. Like, a lot more than any other site that there is. Like, gays, females. Sure. Like, they try to get that wider perspective.
Yeah.
Now, whether they use it well or not is in an item for debate.
Well, and then you have that one. And then, of course, Polygon comes under fire because they suddenly start making fun of people with cerebral palsy. Right.
Right. So, I don't know.
All right. Well... So that's our experience with E3. I'm sure more news is going to come out over the next few days, though.
Probably making our podcast dreadfully out of date. Damn it.
Yeah, but I mean, it always is. So.
By the way, Star Fox was canceled.
That'll be announced tomorrow.
free to play on mobile phones.
Free to play Star Fox.
It's going to be an endless runner. You heard it here first.
We'll be back next week. We'll have played some games, maybe. I don't know.
I'm playing games. I have some vacation coming up.
Nice. You get a week off?
I'm going to write articles for our website. I'm going to, play games. It's going to be awesome.
Stuff is going down.
It's like Tony is back from the dead.
Right. Well,
I have worked 80 hours in the last 4 days. I am good to go
now.
Well,
you got me beat.
It's over.
I've only got about 60 hours in the past past week.
Well, Tony, we will let you get to your vacation. You should play some Titanfall with Don and I.
Is there a new mode? Is that what I saw you tweeted me at some point today?
It's coming in a couple weeks. Marked for Death. Sounds awesome.
Marked for Death. Awesome, man.
What is it supposed to be?
It's kind of like a VIP mode where one player on each team is marked on the map as the kill point. Like, that's the person you're trying to get.
Great. People already get extra XP for killing me now.
If you kill the MVP, you get extra points. But, it'll be randomized. So, if you kill that person, then it could be you next. And it's a matter
of... it's like Juggernaut.
Kind of, but because it's team based, both teams will have it's basically VIP, where each team has one person that you're trying to kill or you're trying to protect. So But like when you die, you could become the VIP next. Like, so like if you kill the VIP, the next person could be you. It's yeah. It's crazy.
There's also like Titan customization and Titan burn cards. And
yeah, a lot of cool stuff
coming. June update is going to be great. Yeah. I'll almost put Battlefield 4 for Xbox One in my gameplay queue, but then I realized that by the time I get it, then this patch is going to be out, and that's all I'm going to want to play. So I don't know.
Battlefield 4 has been broken for so long anyway. Leave it alone.
Yeah,
I should hit Gen 4 shortly. So
I'm in Gen 4. It's nice. What's holding you back, Chris? Have you completed all the challenges yet?
I need a. Well, I'm level 44, so I still got that. But I need a 28 more satchel charge kills.
The satchel charge got me. Was the one that took me the longest, but I hit it at level 49.
Yeah, I should get
it just in time.
Don gave me an idea on what to do. So
yeah, if you don't care about your KD, it's fucking easy.
Yeah,
I mean. Really there are is. Other ways. You can work it into your... Like, it I was is. Getting two or three a match at the
yeah.
end. Because...
Like, if you can get creative with it. Like, I could use it pretty efficiently without using that little dirty tactic. But that dirty tactic is, like, a guaranteed proven, you know...
Yeah, you're going to get at least one each time, so...
You're going to get at least one every time you die, so...
Yeah. Don helped me get through the plasma... kills last night. We played about 2 hours of Last Titan Standing. Where I actually had a pretty good night, so.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
And Don is now working on his plasma rifle kills.
Yeah, nice. I was cussing all night, man.
Yeah, that gun sucks until you get the upgrade.
Yeah, and I don't have that upgrade yet. I have zero Titan kills. I got one guy so close, like he had a millimeter left of health.
And someone else came in.
Some other asshole killed him. I was so pissed.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I got him.
That was you.
Yeah, I got him with an archer from across the map.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it.
All right, well, we'll be playing some games. Probably some more Titanfall, which is still the game we play the most right now. So, but, yeah, some other stuff. I got to play Watch Dogs. Jeff and I are going to play some more Mario Kart. Now that I can beat him, I'm happy, so... yeah, we're gonna have a lot to talk about. Thanks for coming on, Pete.
Sure. Happy to be on this one way longer than I thought it would, kind of.
Yeah,
Now it's too long.
I hope you don't have to wake up for anything.
Not until like 10. So.
Oh, sweet.
But yeah, Don and I have to wake up though, so.
Yeah. I'm still in Las Vegas, so it's only. Well, it's almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's like, I appreciate all the debating that we all had. It was all fun.
Yeah. We'll have to
I'm deeply again. Offended. I think you're a misogynist now.
I know.
Yeah, well, we'll
but I'm comfortable with myself, and you should appreciate that.
I've never been comfortable with myself, so I'm envious.
I just want to reiterate, like, I pretty much 9 times out of 10 use a female character in a game. So,
I most of my Titanfall loadouts are female.
Exactly, mine too.
There's no reason. I just I can be a female. Let's do it.
Exactly.
They look better most of the time. So
they do.
That's also true.
Half the reason.
That's true in real life too.
So
that is true. All right, we will be back next week. Say goodnight, Tony.
Good night, Tony.